State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 2026. Vietnam's first comprehensive report on AI maturity, adoption, and use cases. Insights from 100 plus business leaders across industries, in-depth case studies from 10 leading organizations in Vietnam. By Dr. Abhishek Nayak, College of Business and Management. Ven University, April, 2026. Supported by Techcom Bank Research Grant. 1. 2. State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 2026. Vietnam's first comprehensive report on AI maturity, adoption, and use cases. Dr. Abhishek Nayak Nayak, Abhishek S., PhD, Faculty of Marketing and Business Analytics with contributions from industry partners asterisk correspondence, Nayak, Abhishek S., Assistant Professor, Faculty of Marketing and Business Analytics, College of Business and Management, Ven University, Ha Noi 100,000, Vietnam. Email, nayak.a@vinuni.edu.vn. This project is supported by Techcom Bank Research Grant. State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 26. Copyright 2026 by Ven University is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License, except where otherwise noted. 3. 4. Acknowledgement. The research team led by Dr. Abhishek Nayak would like to express its sincere gratitude to all the individuals and organizations that made the State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 26 report possible. We extend our special thanks to Techcom Bank for serving as the industry partner for this initiative and providing a research grant. Their support and engagement helped strengthen the connection between academic research and real-world industry perspectives on AI adoption in Vietnam. We would also like to thank our 100-plus respondents representing about 75 organizations from Vietnam who participated in our survey and interviews. Their perspectives, experiences, and honest reflections form the backbone of this research and provide a comprehensive view of AI adoption across Vietnam's business landscape. This report would not have been possible without the dedication and efforts of all the contributors, researchers, and collaborators involved in the project. Their work in data collection, analysis, case study development, and report preparation has been invaluable. Finally, we acknowledge the strong support and research environment provided by Ven University, including its research infrastructure and academic ecosystem, which enabled the successful completion and publication of this report. We are deeply grateful to the following organizations for contributing original case studies and sharing valuable insights into their AI journeys. Techcom Bank, techcombank.com, Ipsos, www.ipsos.com web link, Simigo, www.simigo.com web link, LTS Group, LTSGroup.tech, Vericell, Vericell.ai, VeraAI, Vericell.ai web link, CoCoC, CoCoC.com. Their openness in sharing experiences, challenges, and results has significantly enriched the report and provided practical insights into how AI is being implemented across industries. 5. 6. Contributors to the report. Ven University. Dr. Abhishek Nayak, Project Director and Report Author, Dr. Anant Mishra, Case Study, Foxconn, Nguyen Van An, Industry Director, Le Dang Bao Tran, Nguyen Trang An Hung and Nguyen Tri Duc, Research Assistants. Industry Contributors: Santhosh Mahim, Chief Data and Analytics Officer, Techcom Bank, Lengoc Sun, Senior Product Owner, Techcom Bank, Rakesh Dale, Managing Director, Ipsos, Richard Burridge, Managing Director, Simigo, Myron Nguyen, CEO, LTS Global Digital Services, Andy Nguyen, Head of AI, LTS Group, Vu Yuan Nguyen, CEO, CoCoC, Han Nguyen Ngoc, Marketing Manager, Smart Dev, Bob Connolly, General Director, Crossroads Vietnam. 7. Disclaimer. The data used in this report has been collected from 100 plus respondents representing more than 75 companies. While most participating organizations are based in Vietnam, some are global companies with operations in Vietnam. This report aims to present the most up-to-date view of AI adoption, use cases, and implementation trends in Vietnam at the time of the research. However, given the rapid pace of AI development, it is possible that certain emerging initiatives or use cases were not captured if they were not publicly available or disclosed during the research period. Any references in the report to top AI companies in Vietnam are not intended to represent an exhaustive list. In cases where certain companies are not included, this may be due to limited publicly available information regarding their AI initiatives, difficulty in reaching relevant representatives, or organizations declining to provide input due to confidentiality considerations. The case studies on FPT, Venfast, and Foxconn were compiled using secondary sources and publicly available information. All other case studies in the report were contributed by participating companies using a combination of primary inputs and secondary research. All authors and contributors have been appropriately recognized in the contributing authors section of the report. While every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy and integrity of the information presented, the findings and interpretations in this report reflect the analysis of the research team based on the available data during the study period. 8. Table of Contents. Foreword. 11. Part 1, Insights, AI Maturity, Adoption, Use Cases, Impacts and Challenges. 13. Chapter 1, Introduction. 15. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. 17. 2.1 Global AI Trends and Vietnam's Position. 17. 2.2 Major AI Companies in Vietnam. 19. 2.3 Challenges for AI Development in Vietnam. 24. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 27. Research Methodology. 27. Profiles of Respondents. 27. 3.1 Overall AI Maturity of Organizations in Vietnam. 29. 3.2 AI Use Cases by Function. 31. 3.2 A Marketing and Sales. 32. 3.2b Product Development / R&D. 33. 3.2c Operations and Supply Chain. 34. 3.2d IT / Technical Function. 35. 3.2 EHR and Talent Management. 36. 3.3 Leadership and Governance Structure for AI. 37. 3.3 A Budget Allocation. 38. 3.3b Investment in Talent Development. 39. 3.3c Overall AI Governance Structure. 40. 3.3d Leadership Role and Involvement. 41. 3.3e AI Future Investment Outlook. 42. 3.4 AI Related Risks and Biases. 43. 3.4 AI Risks Faced. 44. 3.4b AI Risk Management. 45. 3.4c AI Risk Mitigation. 46. 3.5 Skills, Training and Talent Gaps. 47. 3.5 A Top Challenges for AI Inclusion and Adoption. 48. 3.5b Skill Development Initiatives. 49. 3.6 AI ROI and Measurement. 53.6 A Top Objectives for AI Adoption. 51. 3.6b AI ROI Measurement. 52.9. 3.7 AI Impact on Different Functions. 53. 3.7 An AI Impact on Marketing and Sales. 54. 3.7b AI Impact on Product and Service Development. 55. 3.7c AI Impact on Operations. 56. 3.7d AI Impact on IT / Technical Function. 57. 3.7e AI Impact on HR and Talent Development. 58. Part 2, Case Studies, Deep Dive on AI, Implementation, Challenges and Results. 61. Case Study 1, Techcombank Smarty. 63. Case Study 2, VinFast AI Assistant. 65. Case Study 3, FPT, the MyAL Agent. 67. Case Study 4, Ipsos Vietnam's AL Transformation of Market Research. 69. Case Study 5, Ask Simigo, Reimagining Consumer Intelligence with AL. 71 Case Study 6, Smart Devs Nora. 73 Case Study 7, Vericel AL's Vera. 75 Case Study 8, LTS Group's AL-enabled Contract Lifecycle Management. 77 Case Study 9, CoCo's Pragmatic Generative AL Strategy. 79 Case Study 10, Foxconn BA Seen In. 81 Cross Case Analysis. 83. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. 87 Key Learnings and Takeaway. 87 Future Reflections, What This Means for Vietnam's AI Ecosystem. 90. References. 93. 10. Forward. Vietnam is entering a defining decade for artificial intelligence, one where AI will move from interesting pilots to the everyday infrastructure of how industries operate. In banking and financial services, we expect AI to shift from supporting decisions to shaping them in real time, anticipating customer needs, preventing fraud before it happens, accelerating credit decisions with stronger risk signals, and transforming how employees work through copilots and agentic workflows. The most important outcome will not be automation for its own sake, but a more inclusive and resilient financial system, one that helps customers and businesses access better experiences, better insights, and better outcomes. At Techcom Bank, we see AI adoption as a long-term capability build, not a short-term technology program. Our approach is grounded in three principles. First, platform first, we invest in modern, scalable foundations so that AI becomes repeatable, governed, and cost-efficient rather than a series of one-off models. Second, value chain embedding, we design AI to live inside day-to-day business processes from marketing, sales, and service to risk, operations, and technology, so impact is measurable and compounding. Third, trust by design, we treat governance, privacy, security, and model risk management as core product requirements, not afterthoughts. Vietnam's ambition is also being catalyzed by national scale initiatives such as the AI Challenges Program, Vietnam's first national, prime-time AI competition, where Techcom Bank is recognized as the exclusive sponsor and co-organizer, with a total awards value of $1 million. The program has already attracted 400-plus contestants from 9 countries and is amplified through extensive national television and press coverage, helping to inspire and surface the next generation of Vietnamese AI talent and practical, real-world solutions. This year's results reinforce that direction. We have progressed from discrete analytics initiatives to operating an enterprise-wide AI and data monetization engine, delivering measurable outcomes such as VND 1.3 trillion incremental value uplift and scaled adoption across multiple functions. Our modern data foundations managing petabyte scale data and high frequency processing enable continuous learning systems rather than static reporting, supported by reusable assets like an enterprise feature store. We are also advancing AI products that democratize knowledge and analytics, bringing secure information retrieval and natural language access to insights to thousands of colleagues across the organization. We also see agentic AI moving from concept to everyday productivity through deployments like SmartER, Teams' native enterprise assistant. SmartER delivers grounded Q&A over approved internal documents with clickable citations, and we're enabled talk-to-data conversational analytics that routes each question to the best method, semantic models, SQL, APIs, or certified dashboards, while respecting governance and access boundaries. Responses are structured and explainable, answer summary rightward arrow insights rightward arrow recommendations rightward arrow traceability, demonstrating how agentic workflows can democratize knowledge and analytics without compromising trust. 11. Equally important is the legacy we are building, a data-driven culture. Technology alone does not create transformation, people do. We have invested in data literacy and AI fluency through structured learning, internal communities, and applied innovation programs that help teams turn ideas into practical solutions. This cultural foundation is what turns AI from a specialist tool into a shared organizational capability. Looking forward, the next phase of AI in Vietnam will be defined by both opportunity and responsibility. The challenges are real: talent scarcity, fragmented data quality, changing regulations, third-party dependency in foundation models, and new risks such as hallucination, bias, cybersecurity threats, and privacy exposure. For banks, these risks are amplified by the need for explainability, auditability, and customer trust. That is why we continue to strengthen governance, standardizing model documentation, ensuring lineage and monitoring, and embedding privacy and security by design across solutions. We are optimistic about Vietnam's AI future because the ingredients are increasingly present: a fast-growing digital economy, ambitious enterprises, and a vibrant innovation ecosystem. This is why the State of AI in Vietnam 2025-26 report is both timely and important. By bringing together insights from more than 75 organizations, real-world industry case studies, and structured research on AI maturity, governance, talent, and impact, the report provides a practical view of how AI is being adopted across Vietnam today. For business leaders, it offers benchmarks and lessons on how to scale AI responsibly. For policymakers and ecosystem builders, it highlights opportunities and gaps that will shape Vietnam's next phase of AI development. And for researchers, students, and innovators, it serves as a foundation to better understand how AI is transforming industries and where the next wave of innovation will emerge. Techcombank will continue to play an active role in leading from the front, investing in research, platforms, talent, and responsible AI so that AI becomes a force multiplier for sustainable growth, competitiveness, and meaningful customer impact. Santhosh Mahim, Chief Data and Analytics Officer, Techcombank. 12. Part 1. Survey Research Insights: AI Maturity, Adoption, Use Cases, Impacts and Challenges. Insights from 100-plus business leaders across industries, representing 75-plus organizations. 13. 14. Chapter 1, Introduction. Chapter 1, Introduction. Artificial intelligence is rapidly transitioning from a promising technology to a foundational capability shaping how organizations operate, compete, and innovate. Vietnam, with its fast-growing digital economy, dynamic entrepreneurial ecosystem, and strong national focus on technology-driven growth, stands at an important moment in its AI journey. It is in this context that we present the State of AI in Vietnam 2025-26, a research initiative led by the College of Business Management at Vinh University. Project Objective. The primary objective of this project is to evaluate the current state of AI adoption in Vietnam by engaging directly with industry leaders, executives, and organizations that are actively exploring or implementing AI. Through semi-structured interviews and structured research instruments, we sought to gather meaningful insights that capture not only the extent of AI utilization but also the strategies, challenges, and opportunities shaping AI adoption across sectors. Our goal has been to produce an actionable report that combines analytical rigor with practical relevance for businesses, policymakers, and researchers. Research scope. The scope of the study was designed to provide both breadth and depth across the AI ecosystem in Vietnam. B2C Insights, we conducted a comprehensive survey with questions about AI maturity, adoption, use cases, impact, governance, challenges and risks with employers and industry leaders to understand AI awareness, adoption trends, and real-world business applications of AI across organizations in Vietnam. B2B Case Studies, the report includes detailed case studies from companies implementing AI, documenting their strategies, implementation journeys, outcomes, and organizational transformation driven by AI adoption. Why this report matters now? This report comes at a critical moment in Vietnam's development. As the country accelerates its transition toward a knowledge-based and innovation-driven economy, AI is becoming an essential driver of productivity, competitiveness, and digital transformation. Despite this momentum, there has been limited consolidated research that systematically examines AI adoption across organizations in Vietnam. This report represents one of the first comprehensive research-driven efforts to document the state of AI in Vietnam, providing timely insights for decision-makers, industry leaders, and the broader innovation ecosystem. A key strength of this research lies in the scale and diversity of participation. We collected insights and responses from more than 100-plus respondents representing 75-plus companies across industries and at different stages of AI maturity. IT, technology, and communications accounted for the largest share of participants at 35%, followed by banking and finance, 19%, management consulting services, 12%, and manufacturing, 11%. This diversity enables the report to provide a comprehensive view of how AI is being explored, adopted, and scaled across Vietnam's business landscape. 15. Chapter 1, Introduction. Another distinctive feature of this report is the strong collaboration with industry partners. By working directly with companies, we were able to document original case studies that demonstrate how AI is being implemented in real operational contexts. These cases highlight practical applications of AI in areas such as customer engagement, analytics, automation, and decision-making, offering valuable insights for organizations beginning or scaling their AI journey. Research methodology and credibility. The credibility of this research is grounded in a hybrid and comprehensive methodology that combines qualitative insights with structured data analysis. The study incorporates a detailed research instrument of approximately 30 questions designed to examine multiple dimensions of AI adoption, including overall AI maturity of organizations in Vietnam, AI use cases across business functions, leadership and governance structures for AI-related risks and biases, skills, training, and talent gaps, the impact of AI on business performance and strategy. This multidimensional framework enables the report to move beyond surface-level observations and provide deeper, evidence-based insights into organizational AI readiness. Connecting research with innovation at Vinh University. This initiative is closely aligned with broader AI and innovation efforts at Vinh University, including the work of the CARE Center for AI Research, which focuses on advancing applied AI research and industry collaboration. It also complements academic and executive programs such as the MBA in Innovation and AI and Executive Education initiatives designed to help leaders make AI-driven strategic decisions. Through these initiatives, Vinh University aims to bridge research, education, and industry practice while contributing to Vietnam's growing AI ecosystem. We hope that State of AI in Vietnam 2025-26 contributes meaningfully to the national and regional conversation on AI adoption and supports Vietnam's continued progress as an emerging hub for technology, innovation, and responsible AI development. 16. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. 2.1 Global AI Trends and Vietnam's Position. Vietnam's AI market continues to expand rapidly, driven by digital transformation across sectors such as finance, healthcare, retail, and manufacturing. The market, valued at approximately $932 million in 2025, is projected to grow at a CAGR of over 26% through 2031, reflecting increasing enterprise adoption and investment in AI technologies, Statista, 2025. Beyond market size, Vietnam is increasingly recognized as an emerging AI-powered economy, where AI is expected to contribute significantly to productivity, innovation, and new business models, VietnamNet, 2026. A key growth hubs and ecosystem development. AI growth in Vietnam is concentrated in major urban centers. Ho Chi Minh City serves as the commercial and startup hub, supported by strong private investment and innovation ecosystems, VietnamNet, 2026. Hanoi, as the political and research center, plays a key role in government-led digital transformation initiatives, MIC, 2025. These cities host a growing network of tech companies, startups, and research institutions, driving AI experimentation and adoption across industries, Vietnam Social Security, 2025. B. Strong government push and policy frameworks. The Vietnamese government has positioned AI as a national priority through the National AI Strategy to 2030, aimed at strengthening global competitiveness, Vietnam Law, 2021. The overarching goal is to position Vietnam as a leading AI innovation hub within the ASEAN region by 2030. Introduction of Responsible AI Principles through Decision No. 1290/QDBKHCN, MOST, 2024, planned investments of up to $1 billion to support AI infrastructure, R&D, and talent development, VN Economy, 2024. For example, NVIDIA signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Ministry of Planning and Investment to establish two cutting-edge AI centers in Vietnam. See increasing private sector and global collaboration. Vietnam is attracting strong interest from global technology companies and investors. Strategic collaborations, such as partnerships with global AI firms, are accelerating capability building, VN Economy, 2024. Apart from AI R&D and data centers collaboration, NVIDIA is supporting multiple AI startups in Vietnam. Domestic enterprises are increasingly integrating AI into customer experience, operations, and product innovation, VietnamNet, 2026. FPT has also built a global AI partner ecosystem with firms such as NVIDIA, ASUS, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise to accelerate enterprise AI adoption, FPT Software, 2024. 17. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. This aligns with broader industry trends where AI is being adopted for high-impact, business-facing applications. D. Vietnam's rising global position and adoption levels. Vietnam has made striking progress in global AI rankings, with a series of recent indices painting an increasingly optimistic picture, though one that still comes with important caveats. A breakthrough in the World AI Index, according to the WIN World AI Index Survey 2025, a global initiative measuring AI perception, understanding, and preparation across 40 countries on 5 continents, Vietnam ranked 6th overall with a score of 59.2 out of 100, VN Economy, 2025. This marked the first time Vietnam had entered the top 10 globally in terms of AI awareness and readiness for adoption, Vietnam Plus, 2025. Beyond perception surveys, Vietnam ranks 38th globally in AI adoption across industries, VN Economy, 2025. Trust and acceptance as standout strengths, Vietnam performed particularly well in two sub-dimensions. It ranked 3rd globally in AI trust, 65.6 points, and 5th in AI acceptance, 71.6 points, VN Economy, 2025. These scores suggest that Vietnamese society is broadly open to AI integration, a favorable cultural foundation for accelerated adoption across sectors. Actual usage still lags perception. Despite the strong headline ranking, a notable gap exists between attitude and behavior. Vietnam's actual AI usage score was considerably lower at 37.6 points, placing it 17th out of 40 countries, its weakest area. Vietnam's AI Preparedness Index score stands at 0.48, below the global average of 0.5, indicating that foundational capabilities such as high-quality data infrastructure, advanced talent pools, and governance frameworks are still developing, IMF, 2024. Compared to more advanced economies like the UK, Australia, and the United States, all above 0.7, Vietnam is still in a catch-up phase in terms of systemic readiness. Other Southeast Asian nations such as Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia have also surpassed Vietnam in their AI preparedness. Table provided below provides a summary of Vietnam's position across major AI indices. Index. Vietnam standing. Key gap. WIN World AI Index 2025. 6th globally, 1st in C. Trust and acceptance. Actual daily usage low, 17th. Oxford Insights Governor AI Readiness 2024. 57, 59th globally, 5th in ASEAN. Trail Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia. IMF AI Preparedness Index 2024. 0.48, below 0.50 global average. Infrastructure and Regulatory Depth. WIPO Global Innovation Index 2025. 44th globally, 3rd in ASEAN. Innovation inputs weaker than outputs. AI startup ecosystem. 2nd in C by startup volume. Trails Singapore in capital depth. Table, summary of Vietnam's position across major AI indices. 18. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. In conclusion, while Vietnam's current AI preparedness index indicates room for improvement, the country's AI market is undeniably poised for strong growth. This growth is underpinned by substantial government and private sector investments, accelerated digital transformation across industries, and supportive government policies that are systematically building a robust AI ecosystem. With ongoing efforts to refine its legal framework and enhance its national capabilities, Vietnam possesses significant potential to emerge as a leading AI innovation hub within the ASEAN region. 2.2 Major AI Companies in Vietnam. Vietnam's artificial intelligence, AI, ecosystem is being shaped by a handful of major domestic companies making significant strides across infrastructure, research, application, and talent development. Companies like FPT Corporation, Vingroup, VNG Corporation, Vietel, Techcom Bank, and VNPT are at the forefront, each carving out distinctive roles in the AI economy. AFPT Corporation. FPT Corporation is widely regarded as Vietnam's AI pioneer. In April 2024, FPT announced a $200 million partnership with NVIDIA to develop an AI factory, a high-performance data center powered by NVIDIA H100 GPUs, focused on generative AI, autonomous systems, and green technologies, Reuters, 2024A, Hanoi Times, 2024. Operational from early 2025, the facility enables businesses to optimize large language models, build intelligent agents rapidly, and ensure data sovereignty through local processing, FPT, 2024A. In parallel, FPT is investing in long-term ecosystem development through a $174 million AI complex in Ben Dinh Province, integrating research, education, and digital infrastructure to support innovation and cybersecurity capabilities, Reuters, 2024B. Talent development remains a core priority, with plans to train 30,000 AI-skilled professionals through partnerships with NVIDIA and educational institutions, Hanoi Times, 2024, VN Express, 2024. By combining advanced infrastructure, talent development, and enterprise solutions, FPT is positioning itself as a global systems integrator. Vingroup, Ven AI, Ven Brain, Ven Robotics. Vingroup has established itself as a leading AI innovator in Vietnam through its ecosystem of subsidiaries, including Ven AI, Ven Brain, and Ven Robotics. Ven AI focuses on applied AI, particularly in smart mobility, with solutions such as MirrorSense and DrunkSense showcased at CES 2025 and deployed in over 80,000 vehicles globally, with ambitious expansion targets, Vingroup, 2025. These developments highlight Vietnam's growing capability to translate AI research into scalable, real-world applications. In healthcare, Ven Brain developed DR-AID, an FDA-cleared diagnostic tool deployed across more than 100 hospitals, reinforcing Vingroup's strength in medical AI. Its acquisition by NVIDIA in 2024 underscores the global relevance of Vietnam's AI innovation, Viet Press, 2025, Reuters via NVIDIA announcement. 19. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Vingroup is also expanding into next-generation technologies through the launch of Ven Robotics in 2024, aimed at developing humanoid robots and industrial automation systems, Vingroup, 2024, Tan Nhien, 2024. At the same time, Strategic portfolio adjustments such as Qualcomm's acquisition of a majority stake in Movian AI reflect a sharper focus on core AI strengths like autonomous mobility and robotics, Viet Press, 2025. Overall, Vingroup's integrated approach, combining AI research, Ven AI, healthcare innovation, Ven Brain, and data platforms, Ven Big Data, positions it as a key driver of Vietnam's AI ecosystem and a growing player in global AI innovation. See Techcombank. Techcombank is rapidly advancing an AI-first strategy, embedding AI across core banking operations to drive customer experience, productivity, and growth. At the center of this transformation is a cloud-based data brain built on Amazon Web Services and Databricks, integrating data from over 50 systems to enable real-time analytics and decision-making, Techcombank, 2025-2026, AWS, 2025. Recent initiatives highlight strong execution. The use of Amazon Q Developer has significantly improved developer productivity, saving substantial development time, while emerging agentic AI capabilities are enabling automated assistance for fraud detection and personalized interactions, AWS, 2025. Programs like Business AI Arena further demonstrate investment in AI talent development and capability building, Techcombank, 2026. AI is already delivering measurable business impact. Techcombank has scaled hyper-personalization, delivered millions of tailored customer insights, and significantly improving marketing conversion rates. Internally, tools like Lace and GeoSense AI enhance sales effectiveness and frontline decision-making, Techcombank, 2024-2025. Overall, Techcombank exemplifies how Vietnamese organizations are moving from AI experimentation to scaled, value-driven implementation, particularly in customer experience, operations, and digital innovation. DVNG Corporation, Zalo. Known for its messaging app Zalo, VNG Corporation has evolved into an AI-first business, investing across infrastructure, platforms, and applications. With over 300 AI engineers, the company aims to lead AI commercialization in the region, supported by strong integration of AI into products like Zalo and Zalo Pay, Vietnam Plus, 2024, XE.Today, 2025. A key pillar of its strategy is GreenNode, its AI cloud unit, which launched a large-scale AI data center in Bangkok in partnership with NVIDIA and ST Telemedia. The rapid deployment and early revenue generation highlight strong execution and commercialization capability. On the platform side, VNG provides end-to-end AI development tools, including access to over 100 pre-trained models and infrastructure powered by advanced GPUs. Its proprietary Vietnamese LLM, KLM, 7B parameters. 20. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Demonstrates competitive performance and positions Vietnam among the few ASEAN countries with indigenous LLM capabilities, VNG Cloud, 2025, Nan Dan, 2025. AI adoption is already visible at scale, with millions of users engaging AI features such as chatbots, voice recognition, and translation on Zalo. This has contributed to strong business performance, with 22% revenue growth and a return to profitability, driven in part by AI-led services, Nan Dan, 2025, The Investor, 2025. eVietl. eVietl, Vietnam's military-run telecom and technology conglomerate, stands at the forefront of developing indigenous AI infrastructure, products, and national tech capabilities. In April 2024, Vietnam's Prime Minister explicitly tasked eVietl with spearheading the country's semiconductor and AI ambitions, aiming for self-reliance by end decade. This positioned eVietl as a strategic pillar in Vietnam's digital sovereignty drive, Reuters, 2024. eVietl responded by aggressively investing in high-performance computing and AI research, alongside chip design and smart infrastructure. Through eVietl AI, the group has built advanced GPU-powered platforms supporting applications such as callbots, speech-to-text, OCR, and digital twins for smart cities and enterprise automation. Its AI systems are already delivering impact at scale. For example, AI call bots handling millions of customer interactions annually, significantly reducing costs and improving productivity, VietnamNet, 2024, VN Economy, 2024. Vietl is also pushing cutting-edge innovation, including the development of a proprietary 5G chipset and its human AI assistant Sixin, showcased at Mobile World Congress 2024. Partnerships with NVIDIA and Prezite, UAE-based big data and generative AI firm, further strengthen capabilities in computer vision, NLP, and smart city solutions, Vietnam Plus, 2024, Vietnam News, 2024. Overall, Vietl's broad AI portfolio spanning public services, enterprise solutions, and defense applications positions it as one of Vietnam's most comprehensive and strategically important AI players. FVNPT, Vietnam Posts and Telecommunications Group. VNPT, as Vietnam's major state-owned telecommunications group, is playing a central role in advancing Make in Vietnam AI, focusing on domestic platforms, smart city solutions, and public sector applications. Its Smart Vision System and AI-based computer vision platform won top recognition at the AI City Challenge 2024 and is now deployed across multiple provinces for traffic monitoring and security applications, Tan Nhien, 2024, Vietnam.vn, 2024. VNPT is building a national AI ecosystem through large-scale deployment of AI assistants, smart bots, designed for sectors such as healthcare, customer service, and digital identity, EKYC. These solutions leverage large language models to deliver context-aware, real-time interactions, VNPT, 2023, VNPT, 2025. At scale, VNPT's AI capabilities are already widely implemented, with dozens of computer vision models deployed across 30-plus provinces and 50-plus clients, alongside platforms like VN Social and EKYC systems handling massive volumes of real-world data and transactions, VNPT, 2025, Tan Nhien, 2024. 21. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Overall, VNPT's strategy emphasizes AI sovereignty, public infrastructure, and nationwide deployment, positioning it as a key enabler of Vietnam's digital government and smart city transformation. Comparative analysis of companies. A comparative analysis of the companies is given in the subsequent figures below. The primary focus and strategic role column captures both what each company does and why it matters strategically. For EGFPT is an infrastructure and integration play, while Techcombank Bank is a vertical adopter in the banking industry. The key use cases column reveals two clusters, companies with broad horizontal use cases spanning multiple sectors, FPT, Vietl, VNPT, versus companies with narrow but deep use cases in specific verticals, Techcombank Bank in banking, Vingroup in mobility and health. Finally, commercialization maturity considers AI infrastructure, use case maturity, talent and R&D, commercialization, and sector depth. For EG, FPT is the most infrastructure-heavy player. It is a generalist integrator rather than a vertical specialist. Vingroup is the inverse. It has the deepest sector specialization, automotive AI, medical diagnostics, robotics, and the most globally validated use cases, FDA cleared DRA'd, but its commercialization at scale lags FPT and VNG. VNG leads on commercialization maturity. Revenue growth of 22%, millions of daily Zalo users engaging AI features, and being one of the few ASEAN companies with an indigenous LLM, KLM, make it the most commercially execution-ready of the group. Vietl occupies a unique position. It has the strongest government mandate and the broadest public sector deployment, but its global reach and commercialization are intentionally limited by its state strategic orientation. Techcombank Bank is the clearest example of deep vertical AI, narrower than the others in breadth, but arguably the most mature in terms of measurable business impact within a single sector, banking personalization, fraud detection, developer productivity. VNPT is the most nationally oriented, with deployments across 30-plus provinces, but lags on commercialization maturity and R&D depth compared to the private players. Figure, comparative analysis of 6 Vietnamese companies. 22. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Figure, AI strategic positioning map of 6 domestic Vietnamese companies. International AI companies in Vietnam. Vietnam's AI ecosystem is increasingly shaped by global technology leaders, who are investing in infrastructure, talent, and partnerships to accelerate local capability building. NVIDIA maintains its foundational role with its R&D center established post-2024 announcement, focusing on software development and collaborations with startups, universities, and firms like FPT, Vietl, and VNG for high-performance computing and generative AI. NVIDIA, 2024. Google, engaging via partnerships and technology transfer. In 2025, Vietnam's government proposed cooperation with Google to build AI-based training for public sector personnel. Google's products, search, Android, cloud, AI tools, are widely used in Vietnam, and Google executives have expressed commitment to Vietnam's digital transformation, especially education and training. Google, 2025, Amazon Web Services, in 2026, AWS accelerated Vietnam's shift to enterprise-wide generative AI and agentic AI, predicting widespread adoption of autonomous agents for reasoning and task execution. Programs like the Generative AI Accelerator persisted, partnering with startups such as AIHay and enterprises like Techcom Bank, while marking AWS's 20th anniversary with expanded cloud and AI initiatives. Amazon Web Services, 2026, Vietnam Investment Review, 2026. Microsoft, IBM, Meta, Huawei, a broader group of global firms is contributing to Vietnam's AI ecosystem. Microsoft is advancing enterprise AI through tools like Copilot and expanding partnerships in healthcare and enterprise solutions, example VenBrain. IBM is focusing on AI governance, hybrid cloud, and financial services applications, including collaborations with firms like FPT. 23. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Meta is driving AI adoption among businesses through AI-enabled marketing tools and content solutions, with strong uptake among Vietnamese enterprises. Huawei continues to strengthen AI infrastructure, telecom systems, and smart city solutions, while exploring next-generation AI-enabled devices. Together, these firms contribute technology platforms, cloud infrastructure, and skills development, accelerating Vietnam's AI maturity across industries. Smart OSCDX, 2025, Vietnam Investment Review, 2026. 2.3 Challenges for AI Development in Vietnam. A talent shortage and skills gap. Vietnam faces a significant shortage of AI talent, limiting its ability to scale adoption. As of 2024, the country had around 700 AI engineers, but only about 300 were considered highly skilled experts, meeting roughly 10% of market demand, Innovature Incorporated, 2025, Vietnam.vn, 2024. More broadly, Vietnam is projected to require up to 700,000 IT and AI professionals, with a shortfall of 150,000 to 200,000, Innovature Incorporated, 2025, Vietnam.vn, 2025. While over 50 institutions offer AI-related programs, practical, industry-ready training remains limited, with many graduates lacking hands-on experience, Innovature Incorporated, 2025, Vietnam.vn, 2024. The issue is further compounded by brain drain, as top talent seeks better opportunities abroad, Vietnam Economic and Trade Annual Report, 2024. Although initiatives such as university, industry partnerships and global training programs are expanding, current efforts are insufficient to meet accelerating demand, posing a major constraint on AI growth. B. Infrastructure deficits and data limitations. Vietnam's AI development is constrained by limited access to high-performance computing infrastructure, including GPUs, data centers, and local cloud capacity, VietnamNet, 2024. As a result, many firms rely on overseas platforms, increasing costs and limiting scalability, Reuters, 2024. Data availability is another major challenge. Datasets remain fragmented and siloed, with limited access to high-quality, labeled data across sectors, VietnamNet, 2024. Public data-sharing mechanisms are still underdeveloped, restricting innovation. While the government is investing in digital infrastructure such as fiber-optic expansion and data center incentives, gaps in connectivity, power stability, and cloud infrastructure continue to hinder large-scale AI deployment, Financial Times, 2024. Reuters, 2024. See regulatory and ethical uncertainty. Vietnam's AI regulatory environment is still evolving, with existing frameworks providing only partial guidance. Policies such as Decree 13/2023 introduce data protection rules but lack clarity on AI-specific issues like liability, intellectual property, and algorithmic transparency, Vietnam Briefing, 2023. VietnamNet, 2024. 24. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Defunding constraints and market readiness. Vietnam's AI investment landscape remains highly concentrated among large corporations such as FPT, Vingroup, and Vietel, Vietnam Economic Annual Report, 2024. Early-stage startups face limited access to funding, with most capital directed toward mature ventures. SMEs encounter high implementation costs and limited support mechanisms, resulting in low adoption rates. Only a small proportion of SMEs have experimented with AI, and even fewer sustain long-term deployments, Vietnam Economic Annual Report, 2024. Although government initiatives such as innovation funds and tax incentives are emerging, their scale remains insufficient to drive widespread AI commercialization, particularly among smaller enterprises, Vietnam Briefing, 2023. E-cultural resistance and digital literacy barriers. AI adoption in Vietnam is uneven, with significant disparities between urban and rural areas. Limited digital access and skills in underserved regions restrict the inclusive benefits of AI, VietnamNet, 2024. Within organizations, cultural resistance and fear of job displacement continue to slow adoption. Only a small proportion of enterprises are fully prepared for AI integration, with leadership readiness and workforce capabilities remaining key challenges, VietnamNet, 2024. Efforts to address these barriers, such as digital literacy programs, AI education, and corporate training, are growing. However, without broader improvements in awareness, skills, and organizational readiness, AI adoption will remain uneven and underutilized. Figure provided below gives a summary of these challenges and maps them with a severity rating, critical/high/moderate. Talent shortage and infrastructure are rated critical, reflecting both the scale of the gap and the speed at which demand is widening it. Regulation and funding are high, as they constrain specific segments, SMEs, sensitive sectors, without blocking the entire ecosystem. Cultural and literacy barriers are moderate real, but more tractable over time through education and awareness programs. 25. Chapter 2, Vietnam AI Market Overview. Figure, summary of challenges for AI adoption in Vietnam and their severity rating. 26. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. Research Methodology. This section outlines the research design, data collection methods, and sampling approach used to compile the State of AI in Vietnam report. Our methodology combined a hybrid research approach, leveraging a large-scale primary survey, in-depth semi-structured interviews with industry leaders, and extensive desk research. The desk research drew from credible global and local AI sources, including governmental reports, academic studies, and market analyses. The quantitative methodology mainly uses a questionnaire to measure four key areas of investigation, including 1. AI adoption and maturity, 2. Use cases and tools, 3. Governance and risks, and 4. Impact across industries, analyzing data on its integration and business outcomes. Additionally, for qualitative analysis, we developed case studies with Vietnamese companies to provide a deeper, more contextual understanding of AI implementation in specific sectors. Profile of respondents. Before examining deeper patterns of AI maturity and adoption, it is important to understand the profile of the survey participants. This section provides an overview of respondents by industry, professional role, and organizational function. Establishing this context helps ensure that the findings are interpreted appropriately and reflect the perspectives of the sectors and job functions represented in the study. It also allows us to observe whether particular industries or leadership levels are driving AI adoption in Vietnam. Gender representation among respondents was relatively balanced, with 59% male and 41% female participants, providing a reasonably diverse perspective across organizations. From an industry perspective, respondents were primarily concentrated in sectors where AI adoption is already gaining strong momentum. IT, technology, and communications accounted for the largest share of participants at 35%, followed by banking and finance, 19%, management consulting services, 12%, and manufacturing, 11%. The remaining 22% of respondents represented a broader mix of industries, including retail and consumer goods, education, marketing agencies, healthcare, transportation, automotive, and real estate. Overall, this distribution aligns with widely observed global trends, where technology-driven and data-intensive industries tend to lead in AI experimentation and deployment. 1 McKinsey article, www.mckinsey.com web link. Tech UK article, www.techic.org web link. 27. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. In terms of professional roles, the survey was intentionally designed to capture perspectives from individuals involved in decision-making related to AI adoption, investment, governance, and security. As a result, approximately 77% of respondents were from middle and senior management levels, including roles such as department heads, team leaders, senior analysts, founders, CEOs, directors, and general managers. The remaining 23% were from junior management roles, including assistant managers, business analysts, and supervisors. This composition strengthens the reliability of the insights, as the responses largely reflect individuals directly involved in shaping or implementing AI initiatives within their organizations. Finally, looking at the organizational functions represented in the survey, the largest share of respondents came from marketing and sales, 31%, followed by IT and technical roles, 22%, and product and service development, 21%. Additional representation came from operations, 11%, and human resources, 7%, while the remaining 8% fell under other functions, including cross-functional leadership, governance, and advisory roles within their organizations. Overall, this functional distribution provides a well-balanced perspective across business and technical domains. Importantly, many of these functions, particularly marketing, product, and IT, are areas where AI use cases are currently emerging most rapidly within organizations. 2. Bain Insights, www.bain.com web link. 28. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.1 Overall AI Maturity of Organizations in Vietnam. Vietnam's AI adoption accelerates, but governance is still catching up. Survey findings point to strong momentum in Vietnam's AI journey. 77% of respondents suggest that organizations are already experimenting with AI or using it in key functions such as marketing and product development, intermediate and exploratory stage. 11% further report that AI is embedded across functions, reflecting an advanced stage of adoption primarily among firms in the technology and banking sectors. Advanced stage. 12% meanwhile remain in the awareness stage, indicating that while adoption is accelerating, a portion of organizations are still at the early stages of their AI maturity path. What is AI maturity pyramid? AI maturity refers to an organization's ability to strategically, operationally, and ethically implement AI across its functions. From addressing where Vietnamese organizations stand on the AI maturity curve, the analysis can provide a data-driven answer to the central question. How prepared are these organizations to leverage AI for sustainable strategic advantage? Below graph highlights key levels of AI maturity. AI-driven decision-making organization-wide. Mature. AI embedded across all functions. Advanced. AI used in specific functions. Intermediate. Basic use or experimentation with AI. Exploratory. Researching AI, no active implementation. Awareness. These findings are in line with recently published reports that provide positive news for Vietnam's AI adoption, such as Vietnam outperforming its Southeast Asian peers in AI application in AI to marketing, customer service, and business operations. Lazada, 2025. Also, Vietnam has secured the leading position in Southeast Asia for AI user readiness and trust, according to the 10th edition of the Economy C 2025 report by Google, Temasek, and Bain & Company. 3. Vietnam News Article, vietnamnews.vn Web Link. 29. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. AI Maturity for Each Function. We further analyze AI maturity in organizations with respect to each function as shown in the below graph. Marketing and sales, leading but still not fully mature, this function shows the highest relative maturity, with many firms in the intermediate stage and some progressing toward advanced adoption. Product and service development, rapidly emerging maturity, product development is moving quickly into the intermediate to advanced range, reflecting the rise of AI in innovation. Example: generative design, feedback analysis. IT and technical functions, balanced and enabling maturity. IT shows a well-distributed maturity profile, with firms spread across early, intermediate, and some advanced stages. This reflects its dual role, both adopting AI, example code generation, chatbots, and enabling it across the organization, infrastructure, pipelines. Operations, moderate adoption with fragmentation. Operations largely sit in the early to intermediate stages, with fewer firms reaching advanced maturity. While there is clear adoption in areas like inventory, logistics, and quality control, implementation is often siloed. Human resources, least mature and most uneven. HR is clearly the least mature function, with a concentration in exploratory and early stages and relatively high not applicable responses. Cross-functional insight, Vietnamese firms overall are in a mid-maturity transition phase. Strong progress in customer-facing and innovation-driven functions, marketing, product, gradual build-out in enabling and operational areas, IT, operations, lagging adoption in people-centric functions, HR. This pattern reflects a typical AI adoption curve. Companies start where ROI is immediate and data is accessible, then expand toward more complex, integrated, and strategic use cases as capabilities mature. 30. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2 AI Use Cases by Function. AI's transformative impact can be most clearly seen when examining specific business functions. This section categorizes and analyzes AI use cases reported by respondents across five key areas. IT/technical functions. Marketing and sales. HR and talent management. AI. Operations and supply chain. Product development and R&D. By mapping functional AI applications, we identify where adoption is strongest, where untapped opportunities lie, and how AI is reshaping core operational areas in Vietnamese businesses. While AI's potential is universal, Its true transformative power within the modern Vietnamese enterprise is realized when applied across different internal functions. This section moves from a high-level view to a granular analysis of how a single business deploys AI across its core operational pillars. We investigate how Vietnamese companies are using intelligent automation across their structure, personalizing customer journeys, marketing and sales, accelerating innovation cycles, product/service development, bolstering cybersecurity with intelligent threat detection, IT/technical functions, optimizing factory floor efficiency, operations, and streamlining talent acquisition, human resource. By dissecting these intra-company use cases, we can map the maturity of AI adoption department by department, revealing where it creates the most value and where opportunities for deeper, more integrated implementation exist. 31. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2a. Marketing and Sales. Personalization and content automation grows in Vietnamese firms while majority of them take a cautious approach towards predictive analytics. Summary of findings. Vietnamese companies are prioritizing AI where it delivers immediate business value, personalized recommendations, 35%. AI-generated marketing content, 25%, and chatbots for engagement, 20%. This indicates that AI adoption in Vietnam is being driven first by customer-facing growth functions, with more advanced capabilities like predictive sales analytics, 12%, and dynamic pricing, 4%, still emerging. AI use cases in marketing and sales. AI use case. Personalized advertising. AI-generated content. Chatbots for customer. Engagement. Lead scoring and predictive sales. 25%, 20%, 12%. Dynamic pricing optimization. 4%. Not applicable. 4%. Percentage of respondents. 35%. Key insights from marketing and sales AI use cases. Customer-facing AI dominates adoption, personalization, content generation, and chatbots are leading use cases, showing that firms prioritize improving customer experience, engagement, and conversion through scalable, always-on digital interactions. Focus on quick ROI and scalability, companies are leveraging AI mainly for marketing execution, example targeted ads, social content, and reducing content production time where impact is immediate and measurable, rather than investing heavily in complex backend analytics. Emerging but less widespread advanced analytics, applications like predictive sales analytics and dynamic pricing remain less adopted, suggesting capability gaps in data infrastructure and a more cautious approach to high-risk, data-intensive AI systems. 32. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2b. Product development/research and development. Companies prioritize AI-driven product design, Vietnam's shift toward AI-powered innovation. Summary of findings. AI-driven product design leads adoption, 29%, followed by automated testing, predictive feature development and AI-powered feedback analysis, 16% each. Competitor product intelligence is emerging, 12%, and only 12% respondents indicate not applicable. These patterns suggest a very encouraging trend as Vietnamese companies are beginning to embed AI directly into how products are designed, tested, and improved, marking a shift from experimentation toward AI-enabled innovation. AI use cases in product development/R&D. AI application. Percentage of respondents. AI-driven product design. 29%. Automated testing. 16%. Predictive feature development. AI-powered feedback analysis. Competitor product. Intelligence. 16%, 16%, 12%. Not applicable. 12%. Key insights from product development/R&D use cases. Shift from efficiency to innovation leadership, the strong adoption of AI-driven product design, example generative prototyping, concept development, indicates that Vietnamese firms are aligning with global leaders by using AI not just to optimize processes, but to actively drive new product creation and accelerate innovation cycles. Acceleration of product development and reliability, firms are leveraging AI to shorten development cycles via automated testing and improve product features before launch, indicating a stronger focus on speed to market combined with more data-informed validation processes. Emergence of customer and competitor intelligence, growing use of AI to analyze reviews, feedback and competitor benchmarking shows that organizations are embedding AI into product strategy using it to better understand customer needs, prioritize features, and continuously refine offerings. 33. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2c. Operations and Supply Chain. AI adoption in operations and supply chain remains at surface level, while early adopters prioritize procurement automation and smart inventory management. Summary of findings. Operational AI adoption in Vietnam is emerging but uneven, while procurement automation, 24%, and smart inventory, 15%, are gaining traction, automated quality control, 13%, AI-optimized logistics, 11%, and predictive maintenance of equipment, 6%, show promising trends. However, 31% of respondents report no operational AI use, indicating many firms are still in early adoption stages. The survey shows a clear maturity pattern. Organizations typically start with automation and data-driven optimization before advancing to more complex AI-driven operational systems. AI use cases in operations and supply chain. AI application. Percentage of respondents. Procurement automation. 24%. Smart inventory. 15%. Automated quality control. AI optimized logistics. 13% 11%. Predictive maintenance. 6%. Not applicable. 31%. Key insights from operations and supply chain use cases. Efficiency first adoption in back office operations. The strongest signal is in procurement automation, where AI is used for contract and invoice data extraction. This shows companies are prioritizing low risk, high efficiency use cases that streamline administrative workflows and improve data accuracy. Gradual expansion into core operational intelligence. Adoption across smart inventory, e.g. AI forecasting demand surges, optimizing stock levels, quality control, computer vision inspecting production lines for defects, and logistics optimization, e.g. route planning efficiency, indicates that firms are beginning to apply AI to more strategic operational areas. Early stage maturity with significant untapped potential. Lower adoption in predictive maintenance and a high not applicable response suggest that many organizations are still in early stages. While interest in AI for operations is growing, widespread implementation is constrained by infrastructure, data readiness, and integration complexity. 34. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2d. IT/technical function. AI in IT is being driven by developer productivity gains and the rise of intelligent internal support, with infrastructure and security adoption still maturing. Summary of findings. 35% of the respondents identify automated code generation and review as the most critical use case, followed by prioritizing IT help desk chatbots, 22%, suggesting that companies are focusing on improving developer productivity and internal service delivery. Meanwhile, interest in predictive pipeline optimization, 16%, and cybersecurity threat detection, 13%, indicates AI is gradually expanding into infrastructure and security. Finally, 14% report no immediate AI use cases. The results highlight that organizations are prioritizing areas where immediate efficiency gains are possible. AI use cases in IT/technical functions. AI use case. Automated code generation and review. IT help desk chatbots. Predictive pipeline. Optimization. Cybersecurity threat detection. Not applicable. 22%, 16%, 13%, 14%. Percentage of respondents. 35%. Key insights from it and technical functions use cases. Developer productivity is the primary driver of adoption. Automated code generation and review clearly lead, showing that organizations are prioritizing AI tools that accelerate software development, reduce manual effort, and improve code quality, aligning with global trends in AI-assisted engineering. AI is transforming internal IT service delivery. The strong adoption of IT help desk chatbots highlights a shift toward automating internal support functions, improving response times, and reducing operational workload through always-on, scalable assistance. Infrastructure and security use cases are growing but maturing. Moderate adoption of predictive pipeline optimization, e.g. automatic scaling of cloud resources based on workload, and cybersecurity threat detection suggests rising interest in AI-driven IT operations and risk management, though implementation is still dependent on data maturity and digital infrastructure readiness. 35. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.2e. HR and Talent Management. AI in HR is led by talent screening, while many organizations are still early in adoption. Summary of findings. AI adoption in HR among Vietnamese organizations is currently led by recruitment-focused applications, with 33% respondents prioritizing resume screening and candidate matching as the most critical use case. Emerging use cases like AI-led training, 15%, and HR chatbots, 14%, show expansion into employee development, while advanced applications like predictive attrition and sentiment analysis, both 7%, remain early stage. Meanwhile, 24% report no AI use in HR, highlighting that many organizations are still in early adoption stages. AI use cases in HR and talent management. AI use case. Percentage of respondents. Resume screening. 33%. Training and learning. 15%. HR chatbots. 14%. Predictive attrition. 7%. Sentiment analysis. 7%. Not yet applied. 24%. Key insights from HR and talent management use cases. Recruitment is the primary entry point for AI adoption. Resume screening and candidate matching dominate by a wide margin, showing that organizations prioritize AI where it delivers immediate efficiency, handling large applicant volumes, reducing hiring time, and improving match quality. Adoption remains uneven and early stage. A high number of not applicable responses indicates that many firms have yet to embed AI across HR functions, suggesting lower maturity compared to areas like marketing or IT and highlighting gaps in data readiness and HR tech integration. Shift toward employee-centric and strategic HR is emerging. Growing use of AI in personalized learning, HR chatbots, and early-stage workforce analytics signals a gradual transition from transactional automation to more strategic applications like employee development, engagement, and predictive workforce planning. 36. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.3 Leadership and Governance Structure for AI. Effective AI adoption hinges on strategic leadership and robust governance frameworks. This is particularly critical in Vietnam, where the corporate landscape spans large state-owned enterprises, multinational subsidiaries, and fast-moving local startups. Each of these actors approaches AI with different levels of resources, capabilities, and strategic intent, making governance a decisive factor in determining long-term impact. This section examines how Vietnamese organizations are structuring their AI initiatives and embedding them within their broader business strategies. In some cases, adoption is driven by top-down mandates, often aligned with national priorities such as the government's National Digital Transformation Program 4 through 2025, with a vision to 2030, which encourages enterprises to embed digital technologies, including AI, into their operations. In other cases, AI emerges from bottom-up experimentation, where individual departments or functional teams pilot use cases tailored to their immediate needs, from automating routine processes to enhancing customer engagement. Beyond adoption pathways, the analysis also considers the ownership and governance of AI projects. We explore whether AI initiatives are concentrated within specialized innovation units, distributed across functional departments, or directly overseen by executive leadership. The presence, or absence, of formal AI strategies, ethical guidelines, and risk management policies is also assessed, as these elements signal whether businesses are moving toward a cohesive, enterprise-wide AI vision or whether implementation remains fragmented, tactical, and reactive. By evaluating these governance structures, this section seeks to clarify whether Vietnamese enterprises are positioning AI as a strategic enabler of long-term competitiveness or treating it merely as a set of isolated tools for short-term efficiency gains. AI adoption is not solely a technical challenge, it is a leadership and governance challenge. This section explores who owns AI initiatives in Vietnamese organizations, the presence, or absence, of formal AI strategies, and whether dedicated governance mechanisms are in place. The aim is to assess whether AI implementation is being driven top-down by leadership vision or bottom-up by departmental experimentation. In this section, we analyze leadership and governance based on 01020304 05. Budget allocation. Investment in talent. Development. Overall AI governance. Structure. Leadership role and involvement. AI future investment. Outlook. For Luet Vietnam article, english.luetvietnam.vn web link. 37. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.3a. Budget allocation. AI investment in Vietnam remains early stage, with limited budget allocation and significant visibility gaps. Summary of findings. AI investment across Vietnamese organizations is still at an early stage. 32% of companies allocate only 0 to 5% of their budget to AI, while just a small minority invest at more advanced levels. At the same time, 37% of respondents are unsure about their company's AI budget, indicating that governance and financial clarity around AI initiatives are still developing. This shows that while interest and experimentation with AI are rising, structured and large-scale investment strategies are only beginning to emerge. AI budget allocation trends. Key insights from budget allocation. Lack of budget clarity signals low institutionalization. The high proportion of respondents who are unsure about AI spending highlights that AI investment is often decentralized, fragmented, or not formally tracked, pointing to gaps in governance and strategic alignment. Transition toward structured investment is underway. While AI adoption is growing in Vietnam, formalized investment strategies and clear budget ownership are still evolving, reflecting an early to mid-maturity stage across many organizations. 38. 3.3b. Investment in talent development. AI product and data teams lead organizational readiness, while talent and risk structures continue to emerge. AI team maturity ranges from early to advanced stages. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. Summary of findings. Organizations in Vietnam are building AI capabilities primarily through AI product teams, 24%, and AI-based IT teams, 19%, signaling a strong focus on deploying AI solutions and integrating them into core systems. This is followed by AI governance and strategy, combined 29%. At the same time, the relatively lower presence of AI talent development, 10%, and risk and compliance teams, 6%, suggests that many companies are still in the early stages of building sustainable AI capabilities. These findings align with global patterns in AI adoption, where companies typically prioritize product experimentation and engineering capabilities first, before fully building governance, talent pipelines, and risk management structures. Key insights from investment in talent development. Product and technical teams are leading AI adoption, The dominance of AI product and IT teams shows that organizations are prioritizing building and deploying AI solutions first, focusing on tangible outputs and business value before fully developing supporting structures. Governance and strategy capabilities are emerging but not yet mature. The presence of data governance and AI strategy teams indicates progress toward more structured AI management, but these functions are still developing and not yet deeply embedded across all organizations. Critical gaps in talent and responsible AI readiness, limited investment in AI talent development and risk/compliance teams, along with many firms lacking any dedicated AI structure, highlights a key challenge. Scaling AI sustainably will require stronger focus on skills, governance, and ethical oversight in the next phase of maturity. 39. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.3c. Overall AI governance structure. AI governance still emerging in Vietnam, most organizations are building or yet to establish formal frameworks. Summary of findings. AI governance in Vietnam is still in a formative stage, 41% respondents report having no formal framework, while 25% report that they are actively developing guidelines and 19% have partially implemented governance policies. Only 15% organizations currently operate with fully established AI governance structures, highlighting a clear opportunity for Vietnamese companies to strengthen risk management, ethical oversight, and policy frameworks as AI adoption continues to scale. AI framework implementation. Key insights from overall AI governance structure. Use cases progress but governance maturity lags. Vietnamese organizations initially focus on deploying AI use cases before formalizing governance frameworks related to ethics, risk management, data governance, and compliance. Vietnamese organizations aligned with global trends, AI adoption is progressing faster than governance maturity, which is common in rapidly developing digital economies. As AI scales across sectors such as banking, technology, and e-commerce in Vietnam, governance frameworks will likely become a critical enabler for trust, regulatory readiness, and long-term AI value creation. 40. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.3d. Leadership Role and Involvement. Executive leadership and CTOs drive AI strategy in Vietnam, while hybrid governance models are emerging. Summary of findings. Leadership involvement combines two factors: who leads the decisions and what is their level of involvement. From centralized to decentralized AI leadership in Vietnam is increasingly anchored at the executive level, with 50% respondents identifying CEO/executive leadership and CTOs as key drivers of AI strategy and 20% suggest that cross-functional teams are key decision makers. Looking at leadership involvement, 43% report that leaders directly set AI priorities and KPIs, while 30% report guiding oversight means letting the operations team drive execution. This reflects a broader industry shift where AI is becoming a boardroom priority, particularly in technology and financial sectors in Vietnam. Key insights from leadership role and involvement. AI is now a top-down strategic priority. Strong involvement from CEOs, executive leadership, and CTOs shows that AI is no longer treated as a purely technical initiative but is increasingly embedded in core business strategy and decision-making at the highest levels. Hybrid governance model is emerging. The presence of boards and cross-functional teams indicates that organizations are moving toward a blended structure combining centralized strategic direction with decentralized execution, which is a hallmark of maturing AI organizations. Fragmentation still exists in early-stage firms, the share of companies with no clear ownership, 12%, and minimal oversight, 16%, highlights that a segment of organizations still lacks structured governance, suggesting inconsistent leadership alignment and an incomplete transition to mature AI management models. These findings align with broader industry and Vietnam-specific trends. Across global markets, organizations that successfully scale AI typically have strong executive sponsorship and clear governance models. Vietnam is beginning to follow this trajectory, particularly in sectors such as technology, banking, and digital services, where AI adoption is accelerating and leadership teams are prioritizing AI-driven transformation. 41. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.3. AI Future Investment Outlook. Majority of organizations planning to increase spending, with strong focus on generative AI and customer experience. Summary of findings. This insight combines two factors: how much organizations are willing to invest and where they would like to invest, tools. Investment momentum in Vietnam is clearly accelerating, with 56% organizations planning to increase AI spending and strong interest in generative AI, 27%, customer experience AI, 25%, and predictive analytics, 22%. Vietnamese companies are moving beyond experimentation toward scaling AI initiatives that directly impact growth, customer engagement, and data-driven decision-making. AI investment plans over the next 12 months. Reduce investment, organizations expecting to reduce investment. No plans, organizations with no plans to invest. Uncertainty, organizations uncertain about future AI investment. Maintain investment, organizations planning to maintain current investment. Increase investment, organizations planning to increase AI investment. 1%, 7%, 17%, 20%, 56%. AI tool investment by organization. Other AI tools, organizations investing in other AI tools. Marketing automation, organizations investing in marketing automation. 7 and 19%. 27%. Generative AI, organizations investing in generative AI. Predictive analytics, organizations investing in predictive analytics. 22%. 25%. Customer experience, organizations investing in customer experience AI. Key insights from AI investment outlook. Strong momentum towards scaling AI adoption. A majority of organizations plan to increase AI investment, signaling a clear shift from experimentation to broader deployment and scaling of AI initiatives across business functions. Investment is concentrated on high impact, customer facing use cases, generative AI, customer experience, and predictive analytics dominate priorities, indicating that firms are focusing on applications with immediate ROI, measurable performance gains, and competitive differentiation. Transition to maturity is underway but not uniform. While many companies are scaling investments, the presence of firms maintaining, uncertain, or not investing highlights uneven readiness, suggesting that capability gaps, example ROI clarity, governance, talent, still influence the pace of AI expansion. 42. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.4 AI-related risks and biases. The rapid pursuit of AI's benefits in Vietnam is occurring alongside a rapidly evolving regulatory and ethical landscape, introducing a new spectrum of complex risks. This landscape is actively being shaped by foundational legislation like the 2018 Law on Cybersecurity and new regulations, most notably the government's Decree 13/2023/NDCP on personal data protection, which establishes a comprehensive legal framework for data handling and user consent, Government of Vietnam, 2023. Such regulations have fundamentally reshaped the operational terrain, transforming data privacy and security from abstract concerns into tangible compliance imperatives with significant legal and financial consequences for all organizations. Beyond this clear legal baseline, however, lies a landscape of more nuanced ethical challenges that are often harder to define and manage. This section aims to explore the full spectrum of these risks. It investigates how Vietnamese organizations perceive and prioritize challenges ranging from immediate cybersecurity threats and privacy violations to the complex dilemmas of algorithmic bias, fairness, and transparency. Furthermore, this analysis will assess the maturity of the mitigation strategies being implemented. Are companies proactively building comprehensive governance frameworks and investing in ethical AI training, or are their actions primarily reactive and focused on meeting minimum legal requirements? The objective is to map out this critical risk landscape, evaluate the current state of preparedness among Vietnamese businesses, and identify the key challenges they face in building trustworthy and responsible AI. The benefits of AI come with ethical, regulatory, and operational risks. This section synthesizes survey responses on the most pressing AI-related risks, including data privacy, security vulnerabilities, algorithmic bias, and regulatory uncertainties. The goal is to understand whether Vietnamese businesses are aware of these challenges, and how they are preparing to mitigate them while pursuing AI-driven growth. We analyze this part on following. 01. AI risks faced. 02. AI risk management. 03. AI risk mitigation. 43. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.4a. AI risks faced. Data privacy, transparency, and data quality emerge as the top AI risks for Vietnamese organizations. Summary of findings. Vietnamese organizations are rapidly advancing in AI adoption, but with scale comes responsibility. Respondents suggest the type of AI risks their organizations have been exposed to: privacy and data security risks, 31%, transparency concerns, 25%, and governance gaps, 19%, are now among the most prominent challenges. Another interesting indirect risk is job displacement and employee resistance to change, 13%. AI risks faced by organizations. Key insights from AI risks faced. Risk concerns are shifting from technical to strategic and ethical issues, the highest concern around privacy and data security, example non-consensual data usage, highlights that as AI adoption scales, organizations are most focused on protecting sensitive data and ensuring compliance, making it the primary barrier to trusted AI deployment. Trust and transparency are becoming critical priorities. Strong concerns around transparency and explainability, example inability to justify AI-driven outcomes, and accountability and governance, example unclear ownership of AI errors, lack of audit trail, indicate that organizations are struggling to build explainable, auditable, and well-governed AI systems, which are essential for decision-making credibility. Workforce and ethical risks are emerging as secondary challenges. Issues like job displacement, employee resistance, and algorithmic bias, example gender/racial bias in hiring algorithms, skewed loan approval models, suggest that organizations are beginning to confront the human and ethical implications of AI, though these are still less dominant than data and governance risks. 44. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.4b. AI Risk Management. Organizations are prioritizing data quality and privacy while gradually expanding toward other AI risks management. Summary of findings. This insight talks about what risks does the respondent's organization is actively managing. Companies reactively strengthening safeguards prioritizing data quality, 28%, personal data protection, 24%, and model accuracy, 19%. This signals a clear shift from simply adopting AI to managing it responsibly, aligning Vietnam with global movements toward trustworthy and well-governed AI systems. Organizations actively manage AI risks, from data to intellectual property. Key insights from AI risk management. Strong focus on data-centric risk management. The highest emphasis on data quality management and personal data privacy shows that organizations are prioritizing data reliability and protection as the foundation for trustworthy AI systems. Shift from reactive to more proactive risk areas, while traditional risks like data quality and privacy dominate, growing attention to cybersecurity threats, 17%, and intellectual property risks, 12%. Indicates that companies are beginning to anticipate and manage more complex, forward-looking AI risks. 45. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.4c. AI Risk Mitigation. Ethical AI training and data governance lead risk mitigation efforts in Vietnamese organizations. Summary of findings. As AI adoption accelerates, Vietnamese organizations are focusing first on building internal readiness. 30% of respondents' organizations have introduced ethical AI training, while 21% are implementing data governance frameworks and 20% are strengthening encryption and regulatory compliance. However, with 16% organizations still lacking a formal mitigation strategy, the findings highlight a critical transition point. The next phase of AI adoption in Vietnam will depend on how quickly companies move from experimentation to structured risk management. AI risk mitigation strategies in Vietnamese organizations. Key insights from AI risk mitigation. Human capability building is the primary line of defense. The strong emphasis on staff training on ethical AI use shows that organizations recognize responsible AI starts with people, making awareness and internal capability the most widely adopted mitigation approach. Data governance and compliance are central to risk control. High adoption of data governance strategies and data encryption with regulatory compliance indicates that firms are prioritizing data protection, legal alignment, and structured handling of sensitive information as AI scales. Governance maturity is improving but remains uneven. While some organizations are implementing audits and third-party oversight, a significant portion still lacks formal mitigation strategies, highlighting a gap between AI adoption and risk management readiness, and the need for more comprehensive, institutionalized frameworks. 46. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.5 Skills, Training and Talent Gaps. Realizing the vision outlined in Vietnam's National Strategy for AI Research, Development, and Application to 2030, which aims to position Vietnam as an AI innovation hub in ASEAN, is fundamentally dependent on human capital, Prime Minister of Vietnam, 2021. The strategy itself calls for building a high-quality AI workforce and creating a national center for big data and high-performance computing. However, despite concerted efforts from leading institutions like the Hanoi University of Science and Technology, Vietnam National University, and corporate powerhouses like FPT and Ven AI, a significant gap persists between national ambition and the available talent pool. This section delves into the organizational perspective on the human capital challenges hindering AI adoption. It analyzes survey responses to identify the top challenges firms report, whether it be a lack of understanding, the high cost of reskilling, or difficulty retaining talent. Furthermore, it provides insight into how organizations are prioritizing their efforts by revealing which specific skill domains, whether technical, strategic, or operational, they believe are most critical to address for successful AI integration. AI's potential can only be realized if organizations have access to the right talent and invest in continuous upskilling. This section examines the availability of AI-skilled professionals in Vietnam, current training and reskilling initiatives, and the gap between organizational needs and existing capabilities. It provides insights into where the talent shortages are most acute and highlights possible strategies for closing the gap. We analyze this section with 1. Top challenges for AI inclusion and adoption. 2. Skill development initiatives. 47. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.5a. Top challenges for AI inclusion and adoption. Skills gap emerges as the biggest barrier to AI adoption in Vietnamese organizations. Summary of findings. The biggest barrier to AI adoption in Vietnam is not employee resistance but capability. With 29% respondents citing lack of skills and training, 24% indicating AI is not yet well understood, and 22% highlighting the high cost of upskilling, the findings suggest that the next phase of AI growth in Vietnam will depend on how effectively organizations invest in talent development and internal AI literacy. AI application. Lack of skills and training. AI not understood. High cost of upskilling. Difficulty attracting talent. Employee resistance. Challenges in AI adoption. 24%, 22%. Percentage of respondents. 29%. 14%, 11%. Key insights from top challenges for AI inclusion and adoption. Talent and skills gap is the primary barrier to AI scaling. The overwhelming challenge of lack of skills and training indicates that while AI interest is high, organizations lack the technical and practical expertise needed to implement and expand AI initiatives effectively. AI understanding remains shallow across organizations. High responses for AI not being effectively understood suggest that gaps exist not only at the technical level but also in strategic and managerial understanding, limiting the ability to identify and execute high-impact AI use cases. Capability building is costly and competitive. The significant impact of high upskilling costs and difficulty attracting/retaining talent highlights that developing AI capabilities requires substantial investment and faces strong market competition for skilled professionals. Workforce resistance is not the main constraint. Lower concern around employee resistance suggests that employees are relatively open to AI adoption, meaning the key challenge is enabling them with the right skills and knowledge rather than overcoming cultural barriers. 48. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.5b. Skill Development Initiatives. Learning ecosystems, not just tools, are driving AI skill development. Summary of findings. AI adoption in Vietnam is increasingly shaped by capability building rather than technology access. One-hand respondents suggest that all three types of skills strategic, aligning with AI with business goals, technical, building and managing AI systems, and operational, integrating AI into workflows, remain equally important, 32% each. On the other hand, organizations are investing heavily in learning ecosystems internal/external trainings and workshops, 55%, peer discussions and industry events, 29%, and industry reports, 16%, to close the talent and knowledge gap needed to scale AI effectively. Organizations bridge the AI skills gap through continuous learning. Key insights from skill development initiatives. Continuous learning ecosystems are critical to scaling AI. Heavy reliance on workshops, peer discussions, and training programs shows that firms are building dynamic, multi-channel learning environments to rapidly upskill teams and keep pace with evolving AI technologies. Governance and ethical capabilities remain underdeveloped. The low focus on ethical and compliance expertise suggests that while companies prioritize immediate business and technical needs, responsible AI skill sets are still emerging and will become more critical as adoption matures. Shift toward hybrid talent and cross-functional expertise. The overall pattern indicates a growing need for professionals who can bridge business strategy and AI implementation, reflecting a broader transition from experimentation to scalable, organization-wide AI adoption. 49. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.6 AI ROI and Measurement. Ultimately, AI adoption is only meaningful if it drives measurable business, societal, and economic outcomes. This section assesses AI's reported impact on productivity, innovation, and competitive advantage in Vietnamese organizations. It also touches on the broader societal implications, including economic growth and job market transformation. Finally, it provides a future outlook, based on respondents' expectations for AI's role in their organizations over the next 3 to 5 years. This section is analyzed by 1. Creating and measuring AI impact. 2. AI ROI measurement. 50. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.6a. Top objectives for AI adoption. Growth and efficiency, not just cost savings, are driving AI impact. Summary of findings. Organizations are adopting AI primarily to unlock growth and improve operations rather than simply cut costs. The top objectives: revenue growth, 24%, operational efficiency, 24%, and innovation, 23%, outpace cost reduction, 18%, and customer experience enhancement, 14%, showing that AI is increasingly viewed as a strategic driver of new products, smarter workflows, and competitive advantage. AI adoption objectives: revenue growth, operational efficiency, innovation. Top objectives for AI adoption: percentage of respondents, 24%, 24%, 23%. Cost reduction, customer experience enhancement, 18%, 14%. Key insights from top objectives for AI adoption: AI is strongly positioned as a growth engine. The top priorities, revenue growth, operational efficiency, and innovation, are closely aligned, indicating that organizations are leveraging AI to drive business expansion, improve performance, and stay competitive simultaneously. Shift beyond cost savings towards strategic impact. While cost reduction remains relevant, its lower ranking shows that companies are moving past basic automation and increasingly using AI for higher value outcomes such as innovation, experimentation, and long-term value creation. This pattern mirrors a wider shift across industries where AI is moving from automation-led ROI toward business transformation. Companies in sectors like technology, finance, manufacturing, and retail are using AI to launch AI-enabled products and services, improve decision-making with predictive analytics, streamline complex operations and supply chains, accelerate experimentation and innovation cycles. 51. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.6b. AI ROI Measurement. Organizations have clear AI goals, but ROI measurement is still catching up. Summary of findings: organizations clearly aim to use AI for revenue growth and operational efficiency, but while 27% track financial KPIs, 18% validate use cases, and 15% follow industry benchmarks, a substantial portion, over 24% respondents, either lack formal ROI tracking or don't know how impact is measured, revealing a maturity gap between ambition and accountability. AI ROI Measurement Journey. Key insights from AI ROI measurement: clear business ambition, but uneven measurement maturity. While organizations prioritize AI for revenue growth, efficiency, and innovation, only a portion have structured KPI tracking in place, indicating a gap between strategic intent and the ability to quantify real impact. Transition from experimentation to value realization is underway. The widespread use of pilot programs shows that many firms are still validating use cases before scaling, reflecting a gradual shift from experimentation toward proven, value-generating AI deployments. Significant gaps in ROI tracking remain. A notable share of organizations either do not track ROI or are unsure how to measure it, highlighting that AI performance management and value measurement frameworks are still developing across the market. 52. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7 AI Impact on Different Functions. For any business, the adoption of artificial intelligence is not an academic exercise but a strategic investment expected to yield tangible returns. This part of the report provides a granular analysis of the why and how of AI's business impact in Vietnam, examining the objective of organizations in applying AI and the real-world value such technology is delivering. It begins by identifying the primary organizational objectives for deploying AI, from enhancing operational efficiency to creating new revenue streams. Subsequently, it investigates the crucial and often challenging process of quantifying AI's impact, exploring the metrics and methodologies companies use to measure return on investment. Finally, the analysis breaks down the reported impact of AI across different business functions, including marketing, operations, IT and tech, HR, and R&D, to provide a comprehensive picture of where this technology is delivering the most tangible value for Vietnamese enterprises today. This section analyzes the impact of AI on IT/technical functions, marketing and sales, HR and talent management, AI operations, product development, and R&D. 53. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7a. AI impact on marketing and sales. AI is transforming marketing through automation and personalization. Summary of findings. Organizations are seeing the strongest marketing impact from AI in automated content and advertising, 24%, followed by improved customer targeting and personalization, 22%, and campaign performance tracking, 18%, showing that AI is rapidly becoming a core engine for modern marketing growth. Also, 17% respondents indicate revenue impact of AI with increased lead generation/conversion. AI impact in marketing and sales. Key insights from AI impact on marketing and sales. AI is delivering strong, execution-level impact, high adoption in automated content creation and customer targeting/personalization shows that organizations are using AI to scale marketing output, improve targeting accuracy, and enhance campaign effectiveness. Marketing leads in early AI value realization, compared to other functions, marketing demonstrates faster measurable impact through improved tracking and conversion, indicating it is one of the most mature and ROI visible areas of AI adoption. Marketing is the fastest path to AI ROI, but not universal yet. While many firms are seeing results, the presence of organizations with no measurable impact suggests that success depends on data quality, implementation maturity, and integration with marketing processes. 54. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7b. AI impact on product and service development. AI is accelerating product innovation and data-driven development. Summary of findings. The most significant product development impact from AI is faster development cycles, 25%, and better product design driven by data insights, 21%, highlighting how AI is shifting from operational support to a strategic driver of innovation. Other areas of impact include feature personalization, 18%, and improved quality control, 16%. However, still 21% respondent do not see any measurable impact in product and service development. AI impact on product and service development. Key insights from AI impact on product and service development. AI is accelerating innovation and time to market. The strong impact on accelerated product development cycles shows that organizations are using AI to shorten development timelines and bring products to market faster, a key competitive advantage. Data-driven design is becoming central to product strategy. High adoption in enhanced product design through data insights and personalized features indicates that companies are leveraging AI to build more user-centric, insight-driven products. Value realization is growing but not yet universal. While many firms see improvements in testing, quality, and design, a notable share reports no measurable impact, suggesting that capabilities, data maturity, and integration still determine success in AI-driven product innovation. 55. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7c. AI impact on operations. Operational efficiency is emerging as a core outcome of AI adoption, but overall impact remains low. Summary of findings. AI is primarily improving operational performance through faster processes, 27%, and cost reductions, 21%, indicating that many organizations are using AI to streamline workflows and increase productivity across operations. However, majority of the respondents, 35%, indicate that no measurable impact has been seen in the operations area. AI impact on operations. Key insights from AI impact on operations. Efficiency gains are the primary source of AI value. The strongest impact on process efficiency and cost reduction shows that organizations are leveraging AI to streamline workflows, reduce waste, and improve operational performance. Advanced operational use cases are still emerging. Lower impact in areas like predictive maintenance, reduced downtime, and inventory accuracy suggests that more sophisticated, data-intensive applications are still in earlier stages of adoption. Adoption depth remains uneven across firms. A significant number of organizations report no measurable impact, indicating that successful operational AI depends on data integration, infrastructure, and implementation maturity. 56. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7D. AI impact on it / technical function. AI is reducing technical workload and improving IT efficiency. Summary of findings. AI is already delivering tangible efficiency gains in IT environments, particularly through automation and productivity improvements. The most significant impact is seen in reduction in labor hours, 29%, followed by automated infrastructure monitoring and maintenance, 18%, reduced system downtime or incidents, 14%, and improved cybersecurity threat detection, 13%. However, a notable portion of organizations, 26%, have not yet realized measurable benefits, indicating that while momentum is strong, adoption maturity and outcomes still vary across firms. AI impact on it efficiency. Key insights from AI impact on it / technical function. Productivity gains are the primary value driver. The strongest outcome reduction in labor hours shows that AI is significantly improving developer and IT team productivity by automating routine and repetitive technical tasks, aligning with global trends in AI-assisted engineering. Shift toward intelligent, automated IT operations, adoption of automated infrastructure monitoring, reduced system downtime, and cybersecurity threat detection indicates that organizations are moving toward AIOps using AI to proactively manage systems, detect anomalies, and enhance reliability and security. Maturity gap remains across organizations. Despite clear benefits, organizations report no measurable impact in some cases, suggesting that effective implementation depends on infrastructure readiness, data quality, and integration of AI into IT workflows. 57. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. 3.7a. AI impact on HR and talent development. AI is gradually reshaping HR through automation and smarter hiring. Summary of findings. AI is beginning to deliver value in HR, primarily through operational efficiency and hiring improvements. The most notable impacts include automated administrative HR tasks, 21%, and improved talent acquisition and candidate screening, 17%, followed by better workforce planning, 11%, and enhanced employee engagement, 10%. However, a large share of organizations report no measurable impact, 41, highlighting that AI adoption in HR is still in its early stages and varies significantly across firms. AI impact on human resources. Key insights from AI impact on HR and talent development. AI adoption in HR is still early stage and uneven. A significant number of organizations report no measurable impact or not applicable, indicating that HR lags behind other functions in AI maturity and widespread implementation. Automation and recruitment are the primary value drivers. The strongest impacts are seen in automated administrative tasks and talent acquisition / candidate screening, showing that organizations are focusing on efficiency gains and improving hiring processes as initial use cases. Gradual shift from manual to data-driven HR operations. The spectrum illustrated in the chart highlights a transition from manual, time-consuming HR processes toward efficient, data-driven HR operations, with emerging gains in workforce planning and employee engagement signaling early movement toward more strategic HR transformation. 58. Chapter 3, Primary Research Insights. Cross-functional insights. Looking at all five areas together, several patterns emerge. Automation is the first major value driver. The strongest impacts across functions come from automating repetitive tasks, content creation, IT operations, HR administration. Impact maturity differs by function. Marketing, IT, and product teams show faster realized benefits, while HR and some operational areas are still catching up. Revenue and innovation benefits are emerging next. Marketing and product development show strong movement toward growth-focused AI use cases. A noticeable share of organizations still Report limited impact. Across functions, 20%-30% of respondents on average in several categories say they see no measurable impact yet, indicating many AI initiatives are still evolving. Big picture, what this means for AI adoption. When viewed alongside earlier findings in your data set, objectives, ROI tracking, skills development, the story becomes clearer. 010203. Organizations are investing in AI to drive efficiency, innovation, and growth. Many are starting to see real operational and marketing gains. However, the maturity of AI impact varies significantly by department, suggesting that enterprise-wide AI transformation is still underway. 59.60. Part 2. Case study research deep dive on AI implementation, challenges and results. Case studies from 10 AI pioneers in Vietnam. 61.62. Case study 1, Techcombank Smarty. Case study 1. Techcombank Smarty. Pioneering conversational AI for enterprise knowledge access. How Vietnam's leading commercial bank deployed an agentic RAG assistant to transform how 12,000 plus employees access institutional knowledge, cutting information retrieval time by 46% and handling 25,000 plus queries at 99.9% uptime. Trigger for AI transformation. By 2024, Techcombank, one of Vietnam's top commercial banks with over 12,000 employees, faced a knowledge management crisis at scale. With an internal document base exceeding 12,000 files, policies, compliance guidelines, procedures, training manuals, staff were spending excessive time searching for information rather than acting on it. Three structural pain points drove the decision to build Smarty. Information retrieval friction. Employees in compliance, risk, and operations often struggled to find the right and latest policies. This caused delays, repeated work, and inconsistent decisions. Static infrastructure limits, traditional intranet and search tools could not keep up with complex banking rules or frequent updates, especially when searching using natural language. Data sovereignty imperative. As a bank, Techcombank must keep all data secure. Any AI system must run on internal data within a private cloud, so they cannot use standard third-party tools. This trigger maps directly to the Vietnam survey's findings. Banking and finance, 19%, is the second largest industry represented, and IT and technical functions show strong AI maturity. AI solution and implementation. Techcombank built Smarty on an agentic retrieval augmented generation, RAG, architecture combining large language models with a robust document retrieval system. Key design decisions reflected both functional and compliance requirements. Bilingual NLP, Vietnamese plus English, custom tokenization and domain-specific fine-tuning to handle Vietnamese banking terminology. Contextual role awareness, responses are tailored by department and seniority. Agentic capabilities, document summarization, policy change highlighting, natural language querying across 12,000 plus documents. 63. Case study 1, Techcombank Smarty. Results and key impact. Business function. Smarty/Techcombank impact. Operations. Information retrieval time improved by 46%, over 25,000 queries handled at 99.9% uptime. Policy compliance consistency improved across branches by eliminating reliance on informal knowledge transfer. IT/technical. Private cloud deployment with strict access controls, audit trails, and confidence scored response. Validation. Integration with Microsoft Teams and internal portal, metadata standardization. Across legacy document silos. Product/R&D. Smarty's modular, multi-persona architecture designed to scale across new domains, retail, risk, compliance, HR, without rebuilding enabling rapid deployment of new knowledge verticals as product extensions. Vietnam Survey Insight. 27% report faster processes as number one. Operational. AI. Impact. Procurement. And. Workflow. Automation leads ops adoption. 24%. Code generation, 35%, and IT help desk chatbots, 22%, lead IT use cases, labor hour reduction is primary IT AI impact, 29%, Smarties RAG architecture reflects the survey's finding that IT is an enabling function for AI across the organization. Faster development cycles, 25%, and data-driven design, 21%, lead product AI impact. Strategic outlook. Techcombank Smarty represents one of Vietnam's most mature enterprise AI deployments and internally built, governance first, platform scale agentic system. The Vietnam survey shows only 11% of organizations have reached the advanced stage where AI is embedded across multiple functions. Smarty is a clear example of this cohort. With 56% of firms planning to increase AI investment, generative AI 27%, customer experience 25%, and the survey identifying trust, explainability, and data privacy as the top risk concerns, 31%, Techcombank's confidence scoring pipeline, private cloud deployment, and audit trail architecture offer a governance blueprint for any regulated industry navigating AI at scale. 64. Case Study 2, VinFast AI Assistant. Case Study 2. VinFast AI Assistant. AI-driven transformation in the global EV race. How Vietnam's pioneering EV manufacturer embedded AI across product, manufacturing, and operations to achieve 192% delivery growth while navigating a $3.18 billion net loss and the strategic dilemma between AI investment and the path to profitability. Trigger for AI transformation. In 2023, VinFast faced simultaneous competitive, operational, and financial pressures that made AI integration a foundational requirement rather than a strategic option. Three converging forces crystallized the urgency. Consumer demand for smart vehicles, global EV buyers expected AI-powered co-pilots, personalized infotainment, advanced driver assistance, and connected services manufacturing quality at scale, a target of 950,000 vehicles annually by 2026 made manual quality inspection unscalable. Brand credibility gap, competing against established global EV giants required VinFast to demonstrate technological parity quickly. AI-driven features like Mirror Sense, CES 2024 recognition, served as both a functional necessity and an international credibility signal. These triggers align directly with the Vietnam survey. The automotive sector is among the broader manufacturing cohort, 11% of survey respondents, and the survey identifies AI-driven product design, 29%, predictive maintenance, 6% current but rapidly growing, and automated quality control, 13%, as the three most strategically important yet underpenetrated manufacturing AI use cases. VinFast's deployment spans all three simultaneously, making it one of the most comprehensive AI programs in this report. AI solution and implementation. VinFast deployed a multi-pronged AI strategy across product features and factory operations, leveraging deep learning, NLP, and computer vision in parallel. Intelligent AI Assistant, NLP integrated into the VF vehicle series as a hands-free co-pilot providing personalized infotainment, EV-specific route optimization, charging station location, and voice-controlled vehicle functions. Mirror Sense, computer vision slash deep learning AI-based automatic mirror adjustment detecting driver head position with 10 mm accuracy. Smart manufacturing Haiphong factory, computer vision and ML AI-driven inspection systems detecting microscopic defects invisible to the human eye. Battery management systems, BMS in-house proprietary AI development shifting VinFast from assembly-focused operations to genuine innovation, embedding AI into core EV technology architecture. 65. Case Study 2, VinFast AI Assistant. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. Venfast AI impact. Vietnam survey insight. Marketing and sales. 192% YoY delivery growth in 2024, 97,399 units, CES 2024 Mirror Sense recognition providing international brand validation, AI Copilot features differentiating VF series in premium EV market segments. AI personalization, 35%, and chatbots, 20%, lead marketing AI adoption. Vietnam leads Southeast Asia in AI user readiness and trust. Venfast's in-vehicle AI assistant is the most consumer-facing AI product in this report, directly driving purchase decisions. Operations. Gross margin improved from 62.7% Q2 2024 to 24.0% Q3 2024, AI. Manufacturing efficiencies cited as a key driver. AI inspection targeting. Microscopic defect detection across. Haiphong factory, predictive. Maintenance. Targeting. 70%. Breakdown reduction and 30 to 50%. Unplanned downtime reduction. Operations AI remains the least penetrated function, 31% no use, quality control 13%, predictive maintenance only 6%, Venfast's factory AI program represents the advanced benchmark for Vietnamese manufacturing mirroring Foxconn's lighthouse trajectory. Product/R&D. Mirror Sense, 10mm precision driver head detection trained on 25M images CES 2024 recognized, NLP Copilot providing EV-specific route, charging and personalization intelligence, in-house BMS as core EV technology IP. AI-driven product design leads at 29%, faster development cycles, 25%, and data-driven innovation, 21%, our top product AI impacts. Venfast's Mirror Sense and Copilot represent the most technically sophisticated product AI deployments among Vietnamese firms in this report. Strategic outlook. Venfast presents the most acute version of a dilemma the Vietnam survey identifies broadly, the tension between AI investment for long-term competitive positioning and the financial pressure to reach profitability. The survey shows 56% of Vietnamese firms plan to increase AI spending, yet over 24% lack formal ROI tracking, making it difficult to justify continued investment when losses are visible and returns are deferred. Venfast's unresolved question whether to scale AI aggressively across global assembly plants or consolidate toward profitability is, in microcosm, the strategic question facing Vietnam's entire AI adopting enterprise sector as it transitions from experimentation to value realization. 66. Case Study 3, FPT's My AI Agent. Case Study 3. FPT's My AI Agent. Building an AI-driven enterprise from the inside out. How Vietnam's largest technology company embedded a multilingual AI agent at the core of HR operations, achieving 30 to 70% efficiency gains, a 5.4% retention uplift, and 13,000 monthly transactions across 32,000 employees. Trigger for AI transformation. Between 2022 and 2025, FPT Corporation, Vietnam's largest technology company, faced structural constraints that made incremental process improvement insufficient. Three converging pressures drove the decision to build Maya. Operational scalability limits, as FPT software expanded globally, manual HR processes created compounding friction. Research cited by FPT Digital found managers losing up to 8 hours per week on administrative tasks, translating into enterprise-scale productivity drain, talent retention pressure, onboarding inefficiencies, fragmented cross-department communication, and burnout risk disproportionately affected early-tenure employees. AI agent technology maturity, by 2023 to 2024, advances in LLMs, contextual reasoning, and system integration enabled AI agents to plan multi-step actions and execute workflows autonomously, moving far beyond rule-based chatbots. Gartner projected that by 2028, at least 15% of routine work decisions would be made by AI agents. This trigger directly reflects Vietnam survey findings, the skills gap, 29%, and high upskilling costs, 22%, are the top adoption barriers, but FPT's case shows the inverse. A technology-native firm that turned AI into an internal HR infrastructure asset first, then scaled it externally. The survey also identifies HR as Vietnam's least AI-mature function, 41% no measurable impact, making FPT's Maya deployment a significant outlier with direct lessons for the broader market. AI solution and implementation. FPT built Maya as a digital colleague and AI agent designed for human-centric interaction rather than transactional task completion. Three architectural choices distinguished Maya from conventional HR chatbots. Deep system integration. Maya connects directly to HR, attendance, leave management, and approval platforms. Employees complete tasks through a single conversational interface instead of navigating multiple applications. Sentiment and emotion analysis. Maya detects employee mood through conversation patterns and adjusts responses accordingly. Multilingual and globally ready, Vietnamese, English, and Japanese support across FPT's distributed workforce. 67. Case Study 3, FPT's Maya AI Agent. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. FPT Maya impact. Vietnam survey insight. Operations. 30-70% improvement in efficiency of internal system interactions versus manual processes, 13,000 transactions per month across HR, leave, attendance, and approvals, 30% improvement in overall employee productivity all measured across 32,000 plus employees. 27% report faster processes as number one operational AI impact, workflow automation leads ops adoption, 24%. IT/technical. Maya integrates LLMs with enterprise HR systems, attendance platforms, and approval workflows, multilingual NLP, Vietnamese, English, Japanese. IT help desk chatbots, 22%, and code generation, 35%, lead IT AI use cases, labor hour reduction, 29%, is primary IT impact. Product/R&D HR. Maya productized from internal FPT tool into an external AI consulting offering and agentic AI product for enterprise clients. FPT's inside-out model creates a continuously improving product that gets smarter with each internal deployment cycle. AI-driven product design leads at 29%, faster development cycles, 25%, and data-driven innovation, 21%, are top product impacts. FPT's strategy of using internal operations as an R&D environment mirrors the survey's finding that advanced firms, 11%, embed AI across functions before external leasing it. 5.4% increase in employee retention, 12.3% reduction in new hire attrition, 8 hours/week per manager reclaimed from administrative tasks, sentiment-aware responses reducing burnout signals measurable human capital outcomes alongside efficiency metrics. HR is Vietnam's least AI-mature function, 41% no measurable impact, AI-led training and learning, 15%, is a growing use case. FPT's Maya is the most comprehensive HR AI deployment in this report and a direct rebuttal to the survey's finding that HR AI impact remains elusive for most Vietnamese organizations. Strategic outlook. FPT's Maya deployment offers a replaceable model for any Vietnamese enterprise navigating the survey's two most persistent challenges, the skills gap, 29%, and shallow AI understanding across organizations. By embedding AI into its own HR operations first, FPT built internal capability. FPT's inside-out philosophy was explicit. Embed AI into its own operations before offering it to clients, using its own organization as a proving ground for enterprise AI transformation at scale. Validated ROI, and created a credible external offering all simultaneously. The survey shows only 11% of Vietnamese organizations have reached advanced AI maturity where AI is embedded across multiple functions. FPT's inside-out strategy is the clearest blueprint in this report for how to reach that tier. For Vietnam's broader AI ecosystem, the lesson is direct: sustainable AI leadership comes from operational maturity, not just technological access. 68. Case Study 4. Ipsos Vietnam. AI Transformation of Market Research. How a global FDI research agency applied AI to the insight industry itself, cutting research turnaround by 50%, delivering 20 to 60% cost savings, and doubling subgroup analytical depth for Vietnamese enterprise clients. Case Study 4, Ipsos Vietnam. Trigger for AI Transformation. Ipsos Vietnam, part of a global research network active in 90-plus markets, identified three converging triggers that made AI-powered research transformation both urgent and strategically differentiated. Consumer perception gap. Ipsos's global AI monitor revealed that many urban Vietnamese think AI is more beneficial than risky, but less than one-third actually understand it well. Research speed mismatch. Traditional research cycles of weeks were incompatible with clients' go-to-market timelines in a fast-moving digital economy. Tasks like transcription, coding, and data cleaning take up too much time. Inside industry disruption, competitors and company research teams are starting to use AI tools themselves. This puts pressure on Ipsos to deliver faster and better insights to stay competitive. This trigger is uniquely positioned relative to the Vietnam survey. While most organizations apply AI within their own operations, Ipsos applied AI to generate the insights that other organizations need to make AI adoption decisions. The survey's finding that fewer than 10% of firms have advanced AI maturity and that trust and explainability are the top risk concerns, 25%, validates the exact market gap Ipsos identified and moved to fill. AI solution and implementation. Ipsos Vietnam deployed a portfolio of AI-powered research tools, localizing global solutions for the Vietnamese market while simultaneously building internal Gen AI capability. AI-boosted ideation workshops and AI moderators, accelerated co-creation sessions with faster brainstorming. Persona bots, simulated consumer segments enabling clients to test product concepts, messaging, and pricing. Synthetic data in product testing, predicted trial and usage potential in categories with limited respondent availability by using simulated data. Internal Gen AI capability, organization-wide training and certification program, knowledge sharing sessions by expertise level. Ipsos Vietnam ranked among the top Gen AI adopters across the global Ipsos network. 69. Case Study 4, Ipsos Vietnam. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. Ipsos Vietnam impact. Vietnam survey insight. Marketing and sales operations. Clients achieve faster go-to-market decisions backed by deeper consumer intelligence. Persona bots enable pre-launch concept testing against simulated segments. 20 to 60% cost savings, free budget for broader campaign testing. Research turnaround cut by up to 50%, automated data collection, cleaning, and analysis eliminates manual bottlenecks. AI-driven personalization, 35%, and predictive analytics, 12%, are top marketing use cases. Survey shows marketing leads AI maturity in Vietnam. Ipsos's persona bots directly enable the customer targeting and segmentation that Vietnamese firms are investing in. 27% report faster processes as number one operational AI impact. Procurement and workflow automation leads ops adoption. Ipsos's 50% turnaround gain mirrors the operational efficiency gains Vietnamese organizations report as their primary AI objective, 24%. Skills gap is the number one AI adoption barrier. HR. Researchers upskilled from data. Processors. 2. AI augmented. Consultants, Organization-wide Gen AI Certification Program, Ipsos Vietnam. Became a top Gen AI adopter within the global network. 29%, AI-led training and learning, 15%, is a growing HR use case. Ipsos's structured upskilling program directly addresses the survey's finding that high upskilling costs, 22%, and shallow AI understanding are the primary constraints on Vietnam's AI scaling. Strategic outlook. Ipsos Vietnam occupies a distinctive position in Vietnam's AI landscape. It is the only case study in this report where AI is applied to generate the insights that enable every other organization's AI adoption decisions. The Vietnam survey shows that trust and explainability are the top AI risk concerns, 25%, that ROI measurement frameworks are still underdeveloped, 24% lack formal tracking, and that AI understanding remains shallow across organizations. Ipsos's global AI monitor data, persona bots, and synthetic research tools directly address this measurement and comprehension gap, making Ipsos not just an AI adopter, but an infrastructure provider for Vietnam's responsible AI ecosystem. 70. Case Study 5, Asimago. Case Study 5. Asimago. Reimagining consumer intelligence with AI. How Asimago built an AI-powered platform to deliver instant insights and transform research productivity. Trigger for AI transformation. In 2024, after completing the Lead with AI executive program, Asimago's founder recognized a dual imperative. Global competitors were scaling AI capabilities rapidly, and Asimago's clients were frustrated by slow, expensive, and inaccessible research. Three pain points crystallized the need to act. Large corporations monopolized quality insights, smaller firms lacked affordable access. Standard projects took 3 to 6 weeks, far too slow for decision-making needs. Staff turnover erased institutional knowledge, forcing repeated research cycles. Internally, producing sharp strategic summaries from dense data was time-consuming. AI offered a path to speed, scale, and democratization. AI solution and implementation. Launched in July 2025, Ask Asimago is a modular consumer intelligence platform built on NLP via LLMs, GPT and Claude, to interpret queries in Vietnamese or English vector databases for semantic search across Asimago's proprietary survey reports, knowledge graphs, cipher queries, linking consumer behavior, market categories and context, SQL generation and Python execution for on-demand statistical analysis and visualization, a caching layer to reduce latency and cost, all delivered through a conversational portal. The platform acts as a living memory bank, allowing managers at any level to query consumer data instantly, bypassing dashboards or analyst delays. Internally, AI was first deployed for coding open-ended survey responses, reviewing transcripts, and drafting report narratives. 71. Case Study 5, Asimago. Results and Key Impact. Business Function. Ask Asimago Impact. Vietnam Survey Insight. Marketing and Sales. Instant, conversational access to consumer insights, personalization and segmentation at speed. AI-driven personalization, 35%, and content automation, 25%, are top use cases. Marketing leads AI maturity. Operations. 32% faster reporting, 100% internal adoption, 1.5-day summaries reduced to 20 minutes. 27% report faster processes as number one operational AI impact. Procurement and workflow automation gaining traction. Product/R&D. Living memory bank preventing repeated research, new SaaS product line potential. Faster development cycles, 25%, and data-driven design, 21%, are top product impacts, 29% use AI-driven design. Strategic outlook. The survey shows 56% of Vietnamese organizations plan to increase AI investment, prioritizing generative AI, 27%, and customer experience, 25%. Ask Simigo sits precisely at this intersection. The central strategic question whether to remain a proprietary differentiator or scale as a standalone SaaS platform mirrors the broader transition Vietnam's enterprises face, from AI experimentation to AI as a product. 72. Case Study 6, Smart Devs Nora. Case Study 6. Smart Devs Nora. Transforming RFP intelligence and AI-driven delivery. How a Vietnamese IoT outsourcing firm used an AI agent to automate RFP qualification, accelerate proposal cycles, and embed AI across its engineering workflow. Trigger for AI transformation. In 2023, Smart Dev sales team faced a productivity crisis. Sales development representatives, SDRs, were spending hours manually scanning government portals for RFP opportunities, chasing low potential bids with no standardized scoring criteria. At the same time, competitors were deploying automation, and clients demanded faster, more tailored proposals. Three core pain points drove the decision to act. Manual, fragmented RFP discovery with inconsistent qualification logic. No systematic fit scoring. Leads were pursued based on intuition rather than data. Rising customer expectations for speed and tailored responses that manual processes could not meet. Smart Dev's trigger reflects the survey's number one adoption objective, operational efficiency, 24%, closely followed by revenue growth, 24%. AI solution and implementation. Smart Dev adopted Nora, an AI agentic platform from Vericel AI, and embedded it into a structured three-phase RFP qualification workflow, plus a five-phase proposal development process. Phase 1 to 3, qualification upload RFP rightward arrow prompt analysis rightward arrow Nora returns a summary brief, a fit score, 0-10, and scored rationale for each component scoring logic, only RFPs scoring 7+ advance. Weekly feedback loops refine scoring criteria. Nora's engine combines NLP for requirement extraction, ML models for RFP text analysis, and a scoring algorithm. Across the engineering workflow, Smart Dev also integrated GitHub Copilot, Cursor, PR Agent, and an internal AI testing copilot measured via an analytic verse dashboard tracking DORA metrics, AI commit percent, and prompt accuracy. 73. Case Study 6, Smart Devs Nora. Business Function. Results and Key Impact. Smart Dev / Nora Impact. Vietnam Survey Insight. Marketing and Sales RFP Qualification Efficiency plus 40%. AI Personalization, 35%, and Predictive Analytics, 12%, are top sales use cases. Customer-facing AI dominates adoption across Vietnam. Operations IT / Technical. Proposal development cycles shorten 30%, AI handles repetitive drafting, leadership visibility into pipeline quality plus 30%. 27% report faster processes as number one operational AI impact, procurement and workflow automation gaining traction, 24% adoption. 85% fewer bugs, 25% faster delivery, 80% quicker code reviews, 73% higher testing efficiency via AI copilots, Copilot, Cursor, PR Agent. Code generation, 35%, leads IT use cases, labor hour reduction is primary impact, 29%, cybersecurity and AI ops maturing. Strategic outlook. Smart Dev's case demonstrates AI adoption at two levels. Smart Dev's dual-track model, AI as a service offering and AI as an internal productivity engine. This positions it ahead of Vietnam's mid-maturity transition curve, particularly as governance, measurement, DORA metrics, and talent development, AI champions, are already embedded. 74. Case Study 7, Vericel AI's Vera. Case Study 7. Vericel AI's Vera. Delivering AI agent, powered customer support transformation for VeriPay. How a Vietnamese AI company built a multi-agent support platform that slashed ticket resolution time, eliminated backlogs, and redefined fintech customer service in Africa. Trigger for AI transformation. Vericel AI is a company specializing in creating tailored AI solutions for industries including banking, finance, insurance, e-commerce, and retail. VeriPay, Ugandan fintech, part of Vericel Group, expanding mobile wallet access across underbanked African markets, faced a customer support crisis driven by rapid growth. Three structural failures crystallized the urgency. Manual ticket logging created slow response times and missed slot targets, threatening customer trust in a high-stakes fintech environment. Repetitive queries overwhelmed agents, with no automated routing or knowledge surfacing to accelerate resolution. Workflows were fragmented across multiple tools, making visibility and escalation management inconsistent. To sustain its growth and protect customer trust, VeriPay explored deploying AI-driven ticket management and automation. Partnering with Vera, Vericel AI's customer support solution, the company aimed to transform how issues were captured, routed, and resolved. This trigger maps with survey findings that IT help desk chatbots, 22%, and automated workflows are among the fastest growing AI use cases. AI solution and implementation. Vera was built on Vericel AI's Nora platform using a 70-30 model, 70% pre-built components, 30% customized to VeriPay's workflows, enabling faster deployment with lower cost. Vera's architecture combined three core technologies: natural language processing, NLP, for understanding queries and surfacing relevant information; multi-agent systems for routing requests, evaluating complexity, and ensuring task-specific resolution; agent dashboard for transparent agent's performance tracking, performing as a good source of insights for clients. The system was designed as plug-and-play, pre-trained and pre-integrated to minimize adoption friction for both enterprise teams and frontline agents skeptical of earlier failed automation efforts. 75. Case Study 7, Vericel AI's Vera. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. Vera/VeriPay impact. Vietnam survey insight. Marketing and sales. First touch resolution plus 52%, queries resolved 38% faster, customer wait time cut from 90s to 15s, directly improving satisfaction, retention, and brand trust. Chatbots for customer engagement, 20%, and personalization, 35%, are top marketing AI use cases. Customer experience is the number 2 planned AI investment area, 25%, in Vietnam. Operations HR. Ticket backlog reduced 42% within 6 weeks, 85% of repeat issues auto-tagged with resolution paths, overall ticket handling time down 67%. 27% report faster processes as top operational AI impact. Procurement and workflow automation leads ops adoption, 24%, SLA visibility mirrors inventory/logistics AI gains. Human agents freed from repetitive ticket classification, saved average 25% time per ticket, enabling focus on complex, higher value customer interactions requiring empathy and judgment. Automated HR/admin tasks, 21%, and talent acquisition, 17%, lead HR AI impact, 41% still report no measurable HR impact. Vera's agent augmentation model offers a replaceable blueprint for workforce transformation. Strategic outlook. Vera demonstrates that Vietnamese AI companies can build and export enterprise-grade agentic solutions to global markets. The Vietnam survey shows 56% of firms plan to increase AI spending, with generative AI, 27%, and customer experience, 25%, as the top investment priorities, precisely where Vera operates. The 70-30 build model, pre-built plus customized, solves a key challenge identified in the survey: high upskilling costs, 22%, and infrastructure readiness barriers. By packaging AI expertise into a deployable product, Vericel AI offers a scalable export model that positions Vietnam as an AI solutions provider, not just an adopter. 76. Case Study 8. LTS Group. AI-enabled contract lifecycle management. How a Southeast Asian corporate law firm scaled review capacity, eliminated contract backlogs, and decoupled revenue growth from headcount. Case Study 8, LTS Group. Trigger for AI transformation. LTS Group, Lotus Technology Services, is a prominent IT outsourcing and services provider based in Vietnam, founded in 2016. A client of LTS Group, a mid-sized Southeast Asian corporate law firm specializing in MCA, banking and finance, and commercial disputes, faced a convergence of operational and competitive pressures that made AI adoption a strategic necessity rather than an option. Three pain points crystallized the case for change. Slow contract review cycles, contract review backlogs spanning multiple days while clients benchmarked against a 24 to 48 hour slot standard frequently triggering complaints and competitive risk employee churn, associate burnout from repetitive, low-value review work driving churn and constant re-onboarding costs, while senior lawyers were tied up on routine tasks below their expertise level losing competitive advantage, larger regional firms and alternative legal service providers deploying AI review tools and offering lower fixed fees. The survey also notes that operations AI adoption remains uneven, 31% report no use yet, making the client an early mover in a function with significant untapped potential. AI solution and implementation. LTS deployed an AI-assisted contract review platform for the client in two structured phases. Phase 1 pilot, AI ran in parallel with manual review on low-risk contracts, NDAs, standard service agreements. AI helped in legal clauses extraction, flagged risk items generated structured summaries human reviewers validated outputs and calibrated false positive/negative rates. Phase 2 full rollout, after the success of the pilot phase this platform was extended to all commercial contracts with custom rule sets for each client. Also company provided free training, results dashboard to assist in client onboarding. 77. Case Study 8, LTS Group. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. LTS Group impact. Vietnam survey insight. Marketing and sales. Faster 24-48H client turnaround now. Consistently met, standardist AI. Assisted risk reporting improves. Client confidence, firm able to offer. Tech-enabled fee structures to compete against alternative providers. Automated content and reporting, 24%, and improved customer targeting, 22%, are top marketing AI impacts. Vietnam survey shows marketing leads AI maturity. LTS's client-facing gains mirror this pattern. Operations. Review time cut from 3 hours to 35 minutes per document, 80% reduction, backlog cleared via parallel AI ingestion and intelligent routing, higher, more consistent detection of key risk clauses across all contracts. 27% report faster processes as number one operational AI impact, procurement and contract automation leads ops adoption, 24%, LTS's backlog clearance mirrors inventory/logistics AI gains seen in manufacturing firms. IT/technical. Azure regional cloud deployment ensuring data residency compliance, DMS integration, despite legacy system challenges, configurable risk model with API compatibility, real-time review dashboard. Cybersecurity and infrastructure AI maturing, 13%, IT help desk and code automation lead, 35%, 22%, LTS's DMS integration challenge reflects the survey's key finding, legacy tech debt is a top implementation barrier. Associates freed from routine clause automated admin tasks, 21%, and review reallocated to complex, improved talent retention are high value matters, reduced burnout emerging HR AI impacts, survey. HR and churn risk, structured training notes HR is least mature function. Program on AI output, 41% no measurable impact, LTSs. Interpretation, override protocols, associate redeployment model is a. An audit documentation. Replaceable blueprint for professional services firms. Strategic outlook. LTS Group's case illustrates a critical inflection point for professional services firms across Southeast Asia. AI does not just improve efficiency, it fundamentally restructures the economic model. By decoupling revenue from headcount, the firm unlocks new pricing flexibility and scale. The Vietnam survey shows that while operations AI adoption remains relatively nascent, 31% report no use, it is precisely where the largest untapped potential lies. LTS's phased, governance-conscious rollout pilot rightward arrow validate rightward arrow scale, with full audit trails and override protocols provides a replaceable model for any firm navigating the survey's top reported barriers, legacy tech debt, skills gaps, and leadership resistance to AI errors and liability. 78. Case Study 9, Kok Kok. Case Study 9. Kok Kok. A pragmatic generative AI strategy for defending and reinventing search. How Vietnam's homegrown browser and search engine navigated the generative AI disruption, improving core search quality by 20%, launching and pivoting an AI chatbot, and identifying new AI-enabled revenue lines in education and B2B search APIs. Trigger for AI transformation. Founded in 2010, KokKok serves 30 plus million Vietnamese users through a localized browser, search engine, and advertising platform. The launch of ChatGPT in late 2023 created an existential inflection point. Analysts questioned the future of ad-based search, and global AI giants with vastly superior resources moved rapidly into KokKok's core market. This forced the leadership team to answer five strategic questions simultaneously. Whether to build proprietary LLMs and compete with OpenAI capital requirements that far exceeded what a Vietnamese company could sustain, whether to launch a standalone AI chatbot competing directly with ChatGPT, or integrate AI into existing browser and search products, how to use LLMs to improve core search and advertising quality for Vietnamese users, a must-do with immediate revenue implications. This trigger directly reflects the Vietnam survey's finding that 77% of organizations are applying AI in key functions, driven by competitive pressure and the need to protect core revenue. KokKok's dilemma: a make in Vietnam platform competing against global tech giants with asymmetric resources mirrors the survey's top barrier, skills and resource constraints, 29%, combined with shallow AI understanding limiting strategic decision making, 24%. AI solution and implementation. KokKok adopted a three-tier AI strategy: must-do core improvements, rapid experiments, and new business exploration, deliberately avoiding overinvestment in areas where global players hold structural advantages. Core, must-do integrated LLM components into search and advertising systems to improve query understanding and intent matching. Experiment, launched KokKok AI Chat, May 2024, when ChatGPT was unavailable in Vietnam, iterated through Q3 2024, closed the standalone product after concluding direct LLM competition was unsustainable, pivoted to integrating third-party LLMs, ChatGPT, Google Gemini, into the browser as an AI assistant layer. New businesses, AI-powered online education platform. English learning / IELTS preparation accessible and affordable for Vietnamese learners. 79. Case Study 9, Kok Kok. Results and alignment with Vietnam survey findings. Business function. KokKok impact. Vietnam survey insight. Marketing and sales. 20% improvement in organic search quality and search ad relevance, directly improving advertiser ROI and user satisfaction, LLM-powered intent matching serving 30M users and tens of thousands of advertisers. AI personalization, 35%, and predictive analytics, 12%, are top marketing use cases, Survey shows marketing leads AI maturity in Vietnam. Co-sees 20% quality lift. Operationalizes these use cases at the largest consumer scale of any case in this report. IT/technical. Engineering teams adopted Cursor and AI coding tools for accelerated development. Code generation, 35%, leads IT AI use cases in Vietnam. Labor hour reduction, 29%, is primary IT impact. Survey notes infrastructure AI is maturing. Product/R&D. AI-powered English learning and IELTS preparation platform, new product line. Search API business for LLM providers needing Vietnamese web grounding, new B2B product, browser-integrated AI assistant replacing standalone chatbot extending core product lifespan in the generative AI era. AI-driven product design leads at 29%, faster development cycles, 25%, are top product impacts. 56% of firms plan to increase AI investment. Co-sees product pivot from AI chat to search API and education reflects the survey's finding that new revenue streams, not just efficiency, are becoming the primary AI investment rationale. Company-wide AI tool access and skills gap, 29%, and high upskilling. Experimentation policy, staff-enabled costs, 22%. Our top HR/adoption. With ChatGPT, Copilot, Midjourney barriers, AI-led training, 15%, is a. HR. APIs, internal AI champions model starting from leadership, cascading to. Growing use case, surveys finding that employee resistance is lower than. Early adopters who become team level expected the real barrier is enabling. Champions for safe experimentation. Staff with the right tools and frameworks. Strategic outlook. Co-sees case is the most instructive in this report for resource-constrained organizations, which describes the majority of Vietnamese firms in the survey. The three-tier strategy, must-do/experiment/new business, with explicit kill criteria for failed experiments is a directly replaceable AI governance framework. The pivot from competing with ChatGPT to integrating it and from building LLMs to supplying localized data to LLM providers illustrates the survey's broader lesson. Sustainable AI advantage for Vietnamese firms lies in local data assets, user relationships, and market context, not in attempting to match global infrastructure investment. The search API business, if realized, would position Co-sees as AI infrastructure for Vietnam, a role with compounding strategic value as LLM adoption accelerates. 80. Case Study 10, Foxconn BA seen in. Case Study 10. Foxconn BA seen in. Smart Factory AI for Quality and Sustainability. How Vietnam's first WEF sustainable lighthouse factory used deep learning inspection and generative AI carbon accounting to achieve plus 80% defect detection, 34% direct emissions, and 90% supply chain emissions visibility across 128 SME suppliers. Trigger for AI transformation. Foxconn entered Vietnam in 2007, initially running labor-intensive assembly at efficiency levels below its established Chinese facilities. By 2020, three converging pressures made incremental improvement insufficient, demanding a fundamentally different factory model built around AI and digital integration. Apple supply chain standards. As a primary assembler for Apple, Foxconn's Vietnamese plants were required to match the quality ceiling of Zhengzhou and Wuhan factories. China plus one diversification, trade policy uncertainty and Apple's explicit supply chain diversification mandate required Foxconn to build genuine operational capability in Vietnam, not merely absorb overflow production. Complex quality control challenge, with tens of millions of products each year and up to 1,500 solder points on each board, it was very hard to detect defects accurately using manual checks or basic automated systems. These triggers align directly with Vietnam survey findings. Manufacturing, 11%, is the fourth largest sector represented, and operations AI adoption, while currently fragmented, is identified as having the largest untapped potential. The survey shows that only 6% of firms have deployed predictive maintenance AI and just 13% use AI quality control, making Foxconn's deployment a significant outlier and a benchmark for what is achievable at scale. AI solution and implementation. Foxconn built two distinct but interconnected AI systems at the BAC Nin facility, earning WEF Lighthouse status in October 2024 and Sustainable Lighthouse elevation in January 2026, the first in Vietnam and second in Foxconn globally. Deep learning quality inspection, GPU-accelerated computer vision cameras at every production station capture PCB images in real time. Further, deep learning models trained on millions of compliant and defective examples detect not only known defect classes, solder bridges, misaligned components, insufficient paste, but also novel anomalies never explicitly programmed, unlike rule-based AOE systems. AI platform for sustainability, a system that automatically collects and standardizes emissions data from 128 suppliers for free, replacing manual and inconsistent reporting. Critical design insight, quality management and sustainability were handled together using one AI system, instead of being separate. This allowed both to use the same data and improve continuously over time. 81. Case Study 10, Foxconn BAC Nin. Results and Key Impact. Business Function. Foxconn BAC Nin Impact. Vietnam Survey Insight. Operations IT/Technical. Labor Productivity plus 190%, on-time delivery 99.5%, manufacturing costs 45%, BAC Jong, defect detection rate plus 80% group-wide, inspection cycle time 30%, ticket backlog equivalent eliminated through real-time continuous inspection replacing batch manual review. Operations AI adoption remains the most fragmented function in Vietnam, 31% report no use, automated quality control stands at only 13% adoption, predictive maintenance at 6%. Foxconn's deployment represents the advanced ceiling of what operations AI can deliver when fully implemented. NVIDIA Omniverse Digital Twin integrating energy systems across production equipment, HVAC, and lighting, GPU-accelerated inference servers for real-time vision processing, Gen AI carbon accounting platform handling automated data verification across 128 suppliers. IT functions as an enabling layer. Across AI deployments, infrastructure and AI ops are maturing, predictive pipeline, optimization 16%, cybersecurity 13%, Foxconn's NVIDIA Omniverse. Integration represents the most technically advanced IT AI architecture across all Vietnam case studies in this report. Strategic outlook. Foxconn's BAC Nin factory is the most technically advanced AI deployment in this report and the clearest evidence that Vietnam can host globally competitive smart manufacturing. The Vietnam survey shows operations AI remains the least penetrated function, 31% no use, quality control at only 13%, yet the survey also identifies it as where the largest untapped efficiency potential lies. Foxconn's dual system architecture, quality AI and sustainability AI sharing the same infrastructure, demonstrates that treating these as a unified engineering problem, rather than separate initiatives, is what generates lighthouse-level results. For Vietnamese manufacturers at any scale, BAC Nin sets the direction of travel, AI innovative quality systems, digital twin energy management, and supplier ecosystem AI onboarding are the next wave of operational competitive advantage. 82. Cross-case analysis. Cross-case analysis. Together, the cases span 7 industries, 10 organizations, domestic and FDI, and all 5 major business functions, providing a comprehensive cross-sectional view of how AI is being deployed, what it is achieving, and where common obstacles lie. Organization. Sector. Core AI technology. Techcom Bank, Smarty. Banking and Finance. Agentic RAG. Venfast, AI Assistant. Automotive/EV. CV plus NLP plus ML. Top impact function. Operations. Product. AI maturity advanced advanced. FPT, Maya. IT services. Agentic LLM. HR. Advanced. Ipsos Vietnam. Market research, foreign. Gen AI plus synthetic data. Simigo, ask Simigo. Market research, local. NLP plus Vector DB plus. Product marketing. Advanced intermediate. Smart dev, Nora. IT outsourcing. NLP plus ML scoring. Sales. Intermediate. Vericell AI, Vera AI slash FinTech export multi-agent plus NLP. Operations. Advanced. LTS group, CLM. Legal slash professional NLP plus configurable. SVCs. ML. Foxconn, BACNIN. Smart manufacturing. Deep learning CV plus Gen AI. COSI COSI. Browser slash search slash ad tech. LLM plus search ML. Operations operations marketing. Intermediate advanced. Intermediate. Table, comparison of cases on core technology, function and AI maturity. 83. Cross case analysis. AI maturity ratings reflect the assessment framework from the State of AI in Vietnam survey, where advanced denotes AI embedded across multiple functions with measurable, scaled impact, intermediate denotes structured deployment in one or more functions with validated but still maturing outcomes. The top impact function identifies where each organization's AI investment delivered its most differentiated outcome, not necessarily the only function affected. Summary of impact created across the 10 cases, AI delivered measurable impact in every deployment, though the nature, scale, and pace of returns varied significantly by sector, function, and strategic intent. Organization. Headline quantified results. Techcom Bank, Smarty. 46% faster retrieval, 25,000 plus queries slash month. 99.9% uptime across 12,000 employees. Venfast, AI assistant. 192% YoY delivery growth, gross margin 62.7%, rightward arrow 24.0%, 70% breakdown reduction, target. FPT, Maya. 30-70% efficiency gain, 5.4% retention uplift, 12.3% new hire attrition reduction, 30% productivity gain. Ipsos Vietnam. 50% turnaround reduction, 20-60% cost savings, 100% more subgroup exploration. Simigo, ask Simigo. 32% reporting speed improvement, 100% internal adoption, 1.5 days rightward arrow 20 minutes for strategic summaries. Smart Dev, Nora. 40% RFP qualification efficiency, 30% shorter proposal cycles, 85% fewer bugs, 25% faster delivery. Vericell AI, Vera. 52% first touch resolution, wait time 90s rightward arrow 15s, 67% ticket handling reduction, 42% backlog cleared in 6 weeks. LTS Group, CLM. 3 hours rightward arrow 35 minutes per contract review, 80% reduction, backlog cleared, SLA compliance restored. Foxconn, BACNIN. Plus 190% labor productivity, 99.5% OTD, plus 80% defect detection, 34% scope 1 and 2 emissions, 90% supply chain visibility. COSI COSI. 20% improvement in search quality and ad relevance, AI chat launched and pivoted in 12 months, search API plus EdTech new revenue lines. Table, summary of impact created for each case. 84. Cross case analysis. 3 observations stand out from the aggregate results. First, Operational efficiency is the universal first-order gain. Every case reported faster processes, reduced manual effort, or lower cost per transaction. Second, the cases with the largest headline numbers, Foxconn, plus 190% productivity, Vera, 67% ticket handling reduction, LTS, 80% review time reduction, share a common structural feature, AI replaced a highly manual, high-volume process end-to-end rather than augmenting a partially automated one. Third, COSI is unique in this set as the only case where the primary AI outcome was defensive protecting and improving a core revenue product rather than automating a process while simultaneously opening new AI-enabled revenue lines. Based on the above impact created, we have summarized in a company map. Figure, brand map of companies on AI maturity, function, and impact created. Figure, key quantified results across all 10 case studies. State of AI in Vietnam 2025-2685. Cross case analysis. How the cases connect to survey findings. Confirming the survey's core pattern, the Vietnam survey identifies a mid-maturity transition phase in which organizations are moving from experimentation toward scaling. The 10 cases confirm this pattern but reveal the next phase. Organizations that have already crossed the mid-maturity threshold are grappling with governance, ROI measurement, and the question of whether to productize internal AI capability externally. The ROI measurement challenge. The survey finds that over 24% of organizations lack formal ROI tracking, a finding reflected even within the advanced cases in this report. Venfast shows the sharpest version, 192% delivery growth alongside a $3.18 billion net loss, making it difficult to isolate the AI contribution to financial outcomes. This is not a failure of AI, it is a failure of measurement infrastructure. Organizations that invest early in AI measurement frameworks, Dora Metrics, Smart Dev, Vera's Agent Dashboard, Vericell, Analytic Verse, Smart Dev, Foxconn's WEF Verified KPI Suite are building the accountability layer that will be essential for the next phase of AI scaling across Vietnam's enterprise sector. The four high-frequency barriers: legacy system integration, skills gaps, cultural resistance, and data quality appear in four or more cases each, and all four are independently validated as top barriers in the Vietnam survey. Skills gap, 29%, high upskilling costs, 22%, AI not well understood, 24%. The cases offer a consistent mitigation model, phased rollout, parallel run validation, structured training programs, and transparency mechanisms that build trust with skeptical users. COSI's internal champion model, identifying early adopters who evangelize AI tools before rolling out company-wide, is a particularly replaceable approach for resource-constrained organizations. 86. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Chapter 4, Conclusion. Key Learning and Future Reflections. Vietnam is entering a decisive phase in its AI adoption journey. The survey results show that AI is no longer an experimental technology for many organizations. 77% are already applying AI in specific business functions, and 11% have embedded AI across multiple functions. This signals a strong shift from awareness toward operational deployment. However, the findings also reveal a maturity gap between adoption, governance, and capability building. While organizations are actively investing in AI tools, increasing budgets, and seeing measurable benefits in areas such as marketing automation, product development, and IT efficiency, several structural challenges remain. Governance frameworks are still developing, AI investment visibility is limited in many companies, and the skills gap is emerging as the most significant barrier to scaling AI effectively. The survey ultimately shows that Vietnam's AI transformation is accelerating but still uneven across organizations and functions. Companies are beginning to capture real business value, yet the next phase of growth will depend on how quickly they strengthen talent pipelines, governance systems, and measurable ROI frameworks. Key learnings and takeaway. 1. AI adoption across business functions is uneven. Operations universal but uneven. Vietnam survey reveals that 31% of organizations report no operational AI use, and quality control, 13%, and predictive maintenance, 6%, remain niche. The cases in this report represent a self-selected frontier cohort. Their collective operations AI maturity is 3 to 5 years ahead of the median Vietnamese organization. Foxconn and Venfast set the manufacturing ceiling. Vericel, Vera and LTS Group demonstrate what the same principle looks like in services and professional services. IT/technical, the enabling layer. IT functions both as an adopter of AI, code generation, help desk automation, and as the enabling infrastructure for AI across other functions. SmartDev embeds AI copilots at every stage of the engineering workflow. Foxconn uses NVIDIA Omniverse as the digital twin backbone. Techcom Bank runs its agentic RAG on a private cloud with confidence-scored validation pipelines. This shows that IT is not merely a support function for AI adoption, it is the competitive differentiator between organizations that deploy AI tactically and those that scale it strategically. 87. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Product/R&D, the innovation engine. At one end, Venfast and Foxconn embed AI at the physical product design and quality layer. At the other, Simigo, Ipsos, and Vericel AI have productized their AI into externally deployable solutions, turning internal capability into market offerings. FPT Maya sits at the intersection, an internal tool productized into an external AI consulting proof of concept. This inside-out product strategy is the most replaceable model for Vietnamese enterprises seeking to capture both internal efficiency and external revenue from a single AI investment. Marketing and sales, high maturity, growing sophistication. Surveys findings suggest that marketing leads AI maturity across Vietnamese organizations. However, the cases reveal a qualitative shift underway. Organizations are moving beyond content automation and chatbots. The survey's top use cases at 25% and 20% respectively, toward AI-driven personalization at scale, predictive customer intelligence, and AI-verified credentials as sales differentiators. Venfast's MirrorSense and Foxconn's WEF Lighthouse designation illustrate how operational AI excellence translates directly into marketing value with global OEM clients. HR, the lagging function and the biggest opportunity. HR is the least consistently covered function, present as primary in only 4 cases, mirroring the survey's finding that 41% of organizations report no measurable HR AI impact. Yet, one of the strongest human capital outcomes in this report emerged from HR AI: FPT Maya's 5.4% retention uplift and 12.3% new hire attrition. The pattern is clear. Organizations that apply AI to employee experience and workflow automation, not just to recruitment screening, unlock compounding returns on human capital investment that extend well beyond the initial efficiency case. 2. Talent and skills are the primary bottleneck. Vietnam's AI growth is increasingly constrained by a talent and capability gap, not technology access. Survey findings show that lack of skills, 29%, low AI understanding, 24%, and high upskilling costs, 22%, are the biggest barriers to scaling AI. While organizations are investing heavily in AI product and IT teams, there is limited focus on talent development and governance, creating an imbalance in long-term capability building. Both survey data and case studies highlight that advanced firms, example FPT, Vietel, are investing in structured talent pipelines and continuous learning, while many organizations remain stuck at mid-maturity due to insufficient skills across strategic, technical, and operational dimensions. 3 critical skill dimensions, equally important, 32% each. Strategic skills, aligning AI with business goals, technical skills, building and managing AI systems, operational skills, embedding AI into workflows. 88. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. 3. ROI tracking is a structural gap. A significant share of Vietnamese organizations still lack formal AI ROI tracking frameworks, with over 24% unable to measure or attribute impact effectively. While firms are adopting AI with clear strategic intent focused on revenue growth, 24%, operational efficiency, 24%, and innovation, 23%, measurement practices remain inconsistent. Only a minority track financial KPIs, 27%, validate use cases, 18%, or benchmark against industry standards, 15%. Case evidence reinforces this gap. CoCoCo demonstrates strong measurement discipline by shutting down its AI chat product when ROI proved unsustainable. Vericel AI and SmartDev show the opposite success path, converting internal AI tools into revenue-generating products. This highlights a critical insight: AI success depends as much on measurement discipline as on technical capability. 4. Leadership optimistic but is lagging governance. AI in Vietnam is increasingly a top management priority, with around 50% of organizations led by CEOs/CTOs and 20% driven by cross-functional teams. Leadership involvement is also strong. 43% of leaders directly set AI priorities and KPIs, while 30% provide oversight and delegate execution. This reflects a shift toward AI being managed at the boardroom level, especially in technology and financial sectors. However, governance is lagging behind adoption. 41% of firms have no formal AI governance framework and 25% are still developing guidelines. This creates a clear disconnect: strong leadership intent but immature governance systems, limiting scalable and responsible AI deployment. 5. Organizations are prioritizing deployment over sustainability/risks. Vietnamese organizations are prioritizing AI deployment over long-term sustainability, creating an imbalance in maturity. While firms are heavily investing in product teams, IT capabilities, and training, relatively less focus is placed on risk management, compliance, and governance structures. Encouragingly, there is a growing shift toward responsible AI practices. Organizations are actively managing key risks such as data quality, 28%, and personal data protection, 24%. However, 16% of organizations still lack any formal risk mitigation strategy, highlighting a critical transition point. 89. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Future reflections: what this means for Vietnam's AI ecosystem. Vietnam is clearly in a mid-maturity transition phase in AI adoption, mirroring global trends but with uneven depth of capability. On one hand, the country shows strong adoption momentum, with organizations actively deploying AI across functions. On the other, institutionalization remains weak, particularly in governance, talent development, and infrastructure. The contrast between frontier firms and the broader market is stark. Advanced organizations, example Techcom Bank, FPT, Foxconn, Vericel AI, are already tackling second-order challenges such as ROI measurement, scaling AI across functions, and productizing internal capabilities. The majority of firms, however, remain in experimentation or early scaling, struggling with skills, governance, and execution consistency. Overall, Vietnam's AI landscape reflects a two-speed economy, a small group of advanced players driving innovation, and a larger base still building foundational capabilities. Gap identified. 1. Uneven AI adoption across business functions. 2. Talent and skills are the primary bottleneck. 3. ROI tracking is a structural gap. Recommendations for industry/government. Start with high-volume operational use cases. Foxconn, plus 190% productivity, scale horizontally across functions, FPT rightward arrow HR, IT, enterprise AI, build cross-functional AI squads, Techcom Bank model. National AI Strategy 2030, prioritize sector-specific AI playbooks mandated for manufacturing, finance, healthcare. Build internal AI academies, FPT training 30,000 AI workers, embed AI in workflows, SmartDev copilots, Techcom Bank dev tools, shift to hands-on learning ecosystems, projects, use cases, executive education courses designed for specific skills development. Develop programs similar to National Reskilling Fund under Program 50K, 50,000 Digital Engineers by 2025. Implement ROI frameworks tied to business KPIs, revenue, efficiency, adopt KIL criteria for projects not delivering value, COSI-COSI model productize AI, Vericell, Smart Dev rightward arrow revenue streams. Subsidies and tax incentives proposed to be linked to measurable AI impact, draft decree, 2024. 90. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. 4. Leadership optimistic but governance lagging. 5. Deployment prioritized over risk and sustainability. Build AI governance from day one, audit trails, validation pipelines, techcom bank, create AI councils, business plus IT plus risk, define ownership models, central vs federated. Formalizing artificial intelligence governance, Vietnam's first AI law regulatory sandbox program for fintech and health tech AI e.g., State Bank of Vietnam, SBV, for fintech, professional AI ethics guidelines through the newly established AI Ethics Committee under the Vietnam Software and IT Services Association, VANESA. Embed risk by design systems, data quality, explainability, monitoring, e.g. Foxconn integrates risk management by design quality control AI embedded in production create dedicated AI risk teams continuous AI audits and model validation Venfast Mirror Sense addresses data quality at sensor level upstream risk control. Policies emphasize AI ethics, data protection, cybersecurity e.g. Decree 13/2023 on Personal Data Protection Foundational AI Risk Compliance Layer Vietnam's Ministry of Information and Communications, MOIT, working on AI-specific risk and ethics guidelines, aligned with EU AI Act principles. Table, gap analysis and actionable recommendations. Recommendations for industry investments. Recommendations for government policy and regulatory frameworks. Vietnam's AI advantage will be built on data, not on competing with the world's largest models. Vietnam's AI journey is accelerating, uneven, and crucially still open. The survey and case evidence together tell a story of real momentum constrained by structural gaps in talent, governance, and measurement. But they also reveal something more optimistic, a clear and achievable path to competitive differentiation that does not require Vietnamese firms to outspend or out-engineer OpenAI, Google, or Baidu. The advantage is closer to home. Localized intelligence. Global foundation models provide the engine. Vietnamese firms that wrap them in domain context, local data, and integration depth will outperform those using models out of the box. COSI-COSI shifted from building LLMs rightward arrow leveraging search data plus API Simigo, Ipsos use proprietary datasets as differentiation Techcom Bank uses its data brain for hyper-personalization. 91. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Finally, Vietnam does not need to win the model race to win the AI era. The country's real assets are a rapidly digitalizing economy, a young and tech-engaged population, deep sector data in manufacturing, finance, and services, and a growing cohort of firms with the discipline to measure and scale are precisely the inputs that turn global AI infrastructure into local competitive advantage. The next phase of Vietnam's AI transformation will be defined not by which models organizations adopt, but by how well they understand, own, and activate their data. That is a race Vietnam is well positioned to run. 92. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. References. Global and Regional AI Indices, International Monetary Fund, IMF. 2024, AI Preparedness Index, AIPI. www.imf.org web link Oxford Insights. 2024, Government AI Readiness Index 2024. OxfordInsights.com web link Oxford Insights. 2025, Government AI Readiness Index 2025. OxfordInsights.com web link. World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. 2025, Global Innovation Index 2025. www.wipo.int web link. Worldwide Independent Network, WIN. 2025, World AI Index Survey 2025. Vietnam AI Rankings and Adoption. Vietnam News. 2025, Vietnam Leads Southeast Asia in AI Adoption and Trust. Vietnamnews.vn web link. VN Economy. 2025 A, Vietnam ranks 6th among 40 countries in World AI Index. N.VNeconomy.vn web link. Vietnam Plus. 2025 A, Vietnam ranks among world's top 10 in AI Index. N.VietnamPlus.vn web link. Vietnam Plus. 2025 B, Vietnam among top countries in AI awareness and readiness. N.VietnamPlus.vn web link. VN Economy. 2025 B, Vietnam ranks among top countries for business AI tool adoption. N.VNeconomy.vn web link. VN Economy. 2025 C, Vietnam ranks 44th in Global Innovation Index. N.VNeconomy.vn web link. VN Express. 2025, Vietnam ranks 44th in Global Innovation Index 2025. E.VNExpress.net web link. Vietnam AI Economy and Market Reports. NIC, JICA, and BCG. 2025, Vietnam AI Economy Report 2025. Veer.com.vn web link. UNDP. 2025, Vietnam AI Landscape Report 2025. www.unc.org web link. BNCOMPANY. 2025, Vietnam AI Landscape 2025. Bcompany.jp web link. BNCOMPANY. 2026, Vietnam AI Market Update to 2025. Bcompany.jp web link. Bamboo Up. 2026, Vietnam's AI Development Trends. Bambuup.com web link. 93. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Invest Vietnam. 2025, State of AI in Vietnam. Blog.investvietnam.co web link. Google, Timasek, and Bain and Company. 2025, Economy C 2025. www.bain.com web link. Statista. 2025, AI Market Size in Vietnam and Forecast. www.statista.com. Company Level Sources FPT and Ecosystem. Reuters. 2024 A, FPT, NVIDIA $200 million AI Factory Partnership. www.reuters.com. Reuters. 2024 B, FPT AI Complex Construction in Bend in www.reuters.com. FPT Corporation. 2024, AI Factory Announcement and Capabilities. FPT.com. Hanoi Times. 2024, FPT AI Partnerships and Training Initiatives. Hanoi Times.vn. VN Express. 2024, FPT to train 30,000 AI professionals. VNExpress.net. Vingrope/VenAI/VenBrain. Vingrope. 2024, Launch of VenRobotics and AI Ecosystem Expansion. Vingrope.net. Vingrope. 2025, VenAI Mobility Solutions at CES 2025. Vingrope.net. Tan Nguyen. 2024, Vingrope launches VenRobotics. Thanien.vn. Viet Press. 2025, VenBrain Acquisition and AI Updates. Vietpress.vn. Reuters. 2024, NVIDIA expands via VenBrain Acquisition. www.reuters.com. VenBigData. 2025, AI Strategy for Enterprise and Government. VenBigData.org. VNG Vietnam Plus. 2024, VNG AI Strategy and Development. N.VietnamPlus.vn. VNG Cloud. 2025, AI Platform Capabilities. VNCloud.vn Nandan. 2025, VNG AI Adoption and Performance. Nhandan.vn The Investor. 2025, VNG Financial Performance and AI Growth. TheInvestor.vn. Vietel Reuters. 2024, Vietel Leads AI and Semiconductor Ambitions. www.reuters.com Tian Fong. 2025, Vietel AI Infrastructure. Shenfong.vn Vietel AI. 2025, AI Solutions Overview. Vietelay.vn VietnamNet. 2024, AI Callbot Applications. VietnamNet.vn Vietnam News. 2024, Vietel, Presaid AI Collaboration. VietnamNews.vn Vietnam Economic Times. 2024, Vietel, NVIDIA Partnership. VNEconomicTimes.vn. Ipsos. 2025 A, Ipsos AI Monitor 2025. Retrieved from www.ipsos.com web link Ipsos. 2025 B, AI Boosted Workshops, Synthetic Data and Predictive AI Event. Retrieved from www.ipsos.com Ipsos. 2025 C, Conversations with AI, Synthetic Data and Product Testing Applications. Retrieved from www.ipsos.com Ipsos. 2025 D, Personabot, AI-Powered Synthetic Personas. Retrieved from www.ipsos.com Ipsos. 2025 E, Synthetic Data in Product Testing, AI Solutions and Frameworks. Retrieved from www.ipsos.com. 94. Chapter 4, Conclusion, Learning and Future Reflections. Simigo Ask Simigo. ND. Consumer Intelligence Reports Platform. Retrieved from ask.simigo.com web link Simigo. ND. Company Website. Retrieved from www.simigo.com Burraj, R. ND. Founder of Simigo, LinkedIn Profile. Retrieved from www.linkedin.com web link FlexOS. ND. Lead with AI. Retrieved from www.flexos.work web link. Banking and Tech Platforms Techcom Bank. 2024-2026. Annual Reports and AI Initiatives. www.techcombank.com.vn Amazon Web Services, AWS. 2025, AI and Cloud Solutions for Financial Services. aws.amazon.com Amazon Web Services, AWS. 2026, AWS Vietnam Digital Transformation Initiatives. Bayadato.vn Databricks. 2025, Enterprise AI Platforms. www.databricks.com Amazon. 2025, Amazon Q Developer. aws.amazon.com web link Google. 2025, AI Support for Education and Training in Vietnam. Baobacnant.vn. Infrastructure and Regulatory Context Government of Vietnam. 2023, Decree No. 13/2023/NDCP on Personal Data Protection. Thuvianfapluate.vn Ministry of Science and Technology. 2024. Decision No. 1290/QDBKHCN on Responsible AI. Most.gov.vn Ministry of Information and Communications. 2025, Vietnam AI Index Progress. Bay10.mic.gov.vn Vietnam Briefing. 2023, AI Regulation and Data Protection in Vietnam. www.vietnambriefing.com Financial Times. 2024, Vietnam Digital Infrastructure Expansion. www.foot.com VietnamNet. 2024, AI Infrastructure Gaps and Challenges. VietnamNet.vn PwC, 2025. Enterprise AI Adoption Survey. News sources to Oitre News. 2025, April 10. Vietnam, Indonesia lead AI adoption in e-commerce. News.2oitre.vn web link Vietnam.net. 2026, Vietnam sees opportunities in AI-powered economy. Vietnamnet.vn Vietnam Investment Review. 2026, Vietnam emerges as magnet for AI investment. Vietnamnet.vn VN Economy. 2024, Vietnam attracts AI investment and global partnerships. N.VNeconomy.vn VOV World. 2025, AI applications and adoption in Vietnam. VOVWorld.vn. 95. 96. 97. State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 2026. Vietnam's first comprehensive report on AI maturity, adoption, and use cases. State of AI in Vietnam 2025 to 26 provides one of the first comprehensive, research-driven views of how artificial intelligence is being adopted, scaled, and governed across organizations in Vietnam. Drawing on insights from 100-plus industry leaders and 75-plus companies, this report goes beyond surface-level trends to deliver practical, evidence-based insights. Inside this report, you will discover a clear assessment of AI maturity across Vietnamese organizations, 10 AI use cases across business functions including marketing, operations, finance, and strategy, insights into leadership, governance, and decision-making structures shaping AI adoption, key challenges, risks, and ethical considerations, including bias and implementation barriers, analysis of talent gaps, skills development, and organizational readiness, actionable perspectives on AI's impact on productivity, competitiveness, and innovation. By combining rigorous research with real industry experiences, this report equips readers with the knowledge needed to move from experimentation to meaningful AI-driven transformation. Who should read this report? This report is designed for decision-makers, practitioners, and thinkers shaping the future of business and technology in Vietnam and beyond. Business leaders and executives seeking to understand how AI can drive strategic advantage, entrepreneurs and startup founders exploring opportunities to build AI-enabled products and services, policymakers and government stakeholders shaping Vietnam's digital and innovation agenda, technology and AI professionals looking for insights into real-world adoption and industry trends, academics and students interested in applied AI, innovation, and emerging market dynamics. The research team led by Dr. Abhishek Nayak would like to express its sincere gratitude to all the individuals and organizations that made the State of AI in Vietnam 2025-26 report possible. We extend our special thanks to Techcom Bank for serving as the industry partner for this initiative and providing a research grant. 98.